Amen.
There's many exploits that we can do if we are all united. Amen.
Amen.
It's a very serious thing. If we can have unity, you'll be surprised. There's some seriously talented people in here, just sitting here. Many times we say, we'll go to Lithuania, we'll go here and get gifts. We don't. We have everything here. But all we need to do, we need to stir up the gifts that are within here. There's lots of gifts that are here. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing a song. There's an awkward one here. Normally, I don't like to put anything after, but we'll just make an exception because it puts me out of cater. Because Brother David wants to give a testimony. If the pastor, I hope he'll be lenient on that one. We'll just allow Brother David. We'll just sing a chorus. Maybe we'll sing a song because it's fair that we all sing together. Let's sing one song. We'll choose a good song. We'll sing. Let's sing that a little bit of that song. In fact. Oh, Lord, my... We'll sing half of that. We'll stand up, and then we'll ask Brother David. I'll call him to come, and we can... Oh, Lord, my God, when I am awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands and oh, I see the stars I ever own. David,
how great thou.
Then sings my soul, let's sit down.
Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great
praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was here 2 months ago. I came up on the same pulpit and asked the church, my brothers and sisters, the deacons, and our pastors to pray along with me when I was going for my eye operation. And since I came back, I've not been able to talk to all of you. I decided to do it today so that I can thank all of you for your prayers, your thoughts, your messages, your telephone calls, and the visitation you made to me while I was at the hospital. I have to be very honest in front of God and in front of all of you that God is wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
I decided to do this so that I can strengthen those who have lost faith in Him. And to strengthen those who don't even believe that He exists. To make them understand that if you believe in God, there is nothing He can do.
Amen.
That's right, sir.
God is great.
Amen.
I want to assure you, my brothers and sisters, fear no one, but fear God.
Amen.
He said in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, fear not, for I will go ahead of you, and I will be with you wherever you are. That message transcends down to the book of Joshua, when God commissioned him to take his people to the promised land. And he said to him, be courageous, be strong, for you will lead my people. I will be with you everywhere. If we believe in God, brothers and sisters, even to the time when you've lost hope, you're hopeless, you think there's nothing he can do anymore,
amen,
that's the time he manifests his power.
Amen.
When I got to the hospital that very day, it was about 4 o'clock, I should have taken the operation. I kept waiting and waiting and waiting until about 7 when he came and called me. And I went upstairs. I lied down on the bed. Before I could turn around, the injection was on me. I couldn't understand what was going on. I was asleep. And the operation took nearly 3 hours. I only realized that it's finished when they brought me to the bed. And they told me, David, wake down and lie down. 3 hours. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, one of the things that really surprises me when Brother George came to my bed. And he said, David, could you imagine when I asked for you? This is the same room our big brother David was when he brought him here in the hospital.
Amen.
The same bed, the same room. And I turned around and said, Brother George, God knows where he has to take his children.
Amen.
This is the bed. And this is where the healing is going to take place.
Amen.
He spoke with me that day, went to prayers, and he said, God be with you. And one of the things that really surprises me much was one afternoon at 3 o'clock, it was quiet. Nobody was in the room. Because that night, the pain was so much that I decided to sleep. I don't know if that was a dream or the reality, but I felt somebody came and sat down on the side of my bed. He shook the bed and called my name. And I wake up and said, But when I opened my eye, I couldn't see no one. I couldn't see nobody. But I felt the bed shake.
Amen.
And I called somebody, called my name. And I turned around, I looked at the door, no one was there. But when I looked up the window, it was only the wind that was blowing and the trees were shaking. And I just said, Father, I know you came here to see me. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Brother, I have to tell you today that my eyes is better than the way it was.
Amen.
Now I can able to see.
Amen.
And I'm so glad that very day when I came, and even a couple of days ago when I went to the office and I used my glasses, I screamed, I said, Kwame, I can see something.
Amen.
I'm seeing something I've never seen before.
Amen.
And I just imagine when Jesus healed a blind man, he couldn't believe to have seen something he had never seen before.
Mm.
Amen.
But one thing that had been with me was, I have never feared anything. I walk into the hospital with great courage and I say, my Lord is with me and I know this is going to work well. And it did work well.
Amen.
So I'm here today to say, everyone, thank you.
Amen.
Your prayers, your thoughts, my brothers and sisters, the deacons, Brother Wilmore, Brother Frank, Brother David, our pastor, Brother Andrew, and Brother Maxwell, and all of you, my thoughts have been with you.
Amen.
So I'm here to say thank you, and I continue to pray to God so that he can bless all of you.
Amen.
And all of the children.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother George.
Amen.
Amen.
God specializes in things that are impossible.
Amen.
Let's sing that song. Let's sing that. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain.
Calvary. way. Hoping, trusting, hoping, trusting ever.
We do greet you this morning in Jesus' name. We want to greet Brother Peter, Sister Diane with us from Sligo again. God bless them. And also Richard, the friend of Sister Jessica. We do welcome you to the house of the Lord. May the Lord bless you today. And also to say to Brother Wilmore, happy birthday. May the Lord bless him today. 21 and doesn't look a day older. I'm sure. God bless Brother Wilmore. Let's open our Bible straight away, saints. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 6. Brother Francois and Sister Sheke, they're in Donegal this weekend with the family. So he phoned me yesterday. He was with Brother George Quinn. It was really a good time. I'd asked him to speak to Brother George Quinn of certain things, and it was very good. So Brother George asked Brother Francois to take the service today. So really keep him in prayer as well this morning. Brother Vlad, he was sending greetings. He phoned last night. He's doing well. Having a good time. Be back on Wednesday. Let's keep him in prayer as well. Leviticus chapter 6.
Leviticus 6.
Let's read from verse 8 to verse 13.
Verse 8 to verse 13.
It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning. Is that not wonderful when you find something that burns continually?
Quelque chose qui brille continuellement.
Something that burns all night until the breaking of day.
Quelque chose qui brille toute la
Wouldn't you want to be
matin.
A burnt offering that you burn on the altar until the breaking of day?
Qui va brûler à l'autel jusqu'à l'aube.
And the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. So what would burn in the burnt offering was the divine fire.
Ce qui brûlait, c'était le feu divin.
Because the fire that started the offerings of the Lord was divine fire. It came from the Lord.
Le feu qui avait commencé l'offrande, c'était un feu divin.
It wasn't kindled by man.
C'était pas allumé par
If your offering today is kindled by man, si, man can put
si,
it out.
Si le vôtre est allumé par un homme, il peut l'éteindre.
But if it's divine fire,
mais si c'est un feu divin,
that kindled in your offering,
qui est allumé,
nothing can put it out.
Rien ne peut l'éteindre.
And that's when you can always see the work of God.
C'est là que vous pouvez voir l'œuvre de Dieu.
Some people, other people,
certaines personnes,
can make them lay down the sword and the shield.
Ils peuvent descendre leurs boucliers et leurs épées.
But the Bible says, let no man rob you of your crown.
Mais la Bible dit que personne ne voulait.
When it's divine fire, you can't put it out.
Et ce feu divin, vous pouvez pas l'éteindre.
We read verse 11 about what the priest. It says, and he shall put off his garments and put on other garments and carry forth the ashes without the camp into a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereof the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for your word. And again, we just say, be it unto us according to the preciousness, Lord, of the precepts of your word. Father, we know that you are more than willing. Father, that you are more than able. That, Father, you have expressed your heart's purpose. And Father, we just bring ourselves unto thee. May you overshadow us once again upon this day. Father, let your goodness, let the mercy of God persuade each and every soul upon this day. Father, just to consider, Lord, ourselves in light of your kingdom. To consider ourselves in the light of eternity, Lord. To consider, Lord, our resources, Lord, of who we are and what we have. And Father, our investments that we make. May you help us, Lord, at this time. I do pray for Brother Francois. I pray that you'll give him a special unction upon this day. I pray that you'll bless him, Lord, and bless the saints that are there. I pray, Lord, for Brother Vlad. Bless him and bring him safely back, we pray. Brother John, we dedicate him to thee. You continue to lead him on his journey. Father, we consecrate him to thee. Them that are at work or different places this day, we bring them up unto thee. Even the sickness that would be in our midst, Lord, we just ask of thee. May you touch Rachel, Lord, Father, with her throat, Lord. May you look down, Lord, Father, with angry eyes. And Lord, upon every affliction that would come. Father, the enemy and how he would shake and how he would huff and how he would puff. But Father, we thank you that we've got an opportunity to come once again to a refuge upon this day. That we've got grace that we can come, Lord, unto the altar. So lead us, bless your word, bless your people, bless your visitors in our gates. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. I was speaking with Brother Vergas before the service. It's really interesting how things work. He was saying it, and I've noticed it myself, that I don't think we've ever had a series of meetings on a website that so few people listen to. Then this one on the burnt offering. Like I said, when you put the word blessing, you have so many people listen. But when you put a burnt offering, so few. It's amazing. But I said it to him, I said, bro, people don't want to be a burnt offering. That's people. But the bride wants to be a burnt offering. The bride wants the divine fire to be burning. And she knows that there's a price to be paid. But when you're living in Laodicea, it's never going to be popular. Now, when you're telling someone, lay everything on the altar, the natural man doesn't like that. No, the natural man likes to be stroked and he likes to be pampered. He wants you to tell him it's an easy way. But that would be a lie. Because Jesus says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to everlasting life. And few there be that find it. Because there's few that are willing to pay the price. To really have the glory in your life. To really finish the course. Like Paul. There's a price to be paid. But this generation doesn't like that. You know, I was speaking to the owner of the Christian bookshop up in our place. I mentioned it once before. Brother Umo knows him, Doogie. And I said to him, Doogie, how's it going? He says, people need a revival.
So
I said, why? He says, no one wants to buy any of the commentaries or any of the books that have any weight and depth in them anymore.
Personne ne veut acheter ces livres qui ont des commentaires profonds.
It's just people want the 10 steps to success and 3 quick ways to prosperity. Those kind of, and it's true. And that's the prosperity gospel. There's no price to be paid. Just take your money, give it to the rich evangelist. God will give you everything you need. That's a lie. God wants you on the altar. Before you bring your offering of your possessions, whatever it is, he wants you. That's the first commandment.
C'est le premier commandement.
Let's look what the Lord Jesus Christ said on Matthew chapter 6, verse 19.
Matthieu 6, 19.
When we're speaking of the burnt offering.
Quand il parle de l'Holocauste.
Sorry, in Mark chapter 12. Let's read that one first.
Mark 12, d'abord.
Just to really get started. Mark chapter 12.
Mark chapter 12.
Verse 30. When they came to the Lord Jesus Christ to ask him, what sort of offering should we offer? What is the most important thing? He said, you first must be a burnt offering. That's how he answered. When they came to him, one of the scribes, verse 28, Mark 12, and one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. And what's after that? And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
C'est cela le premier commandement.
This is the chief commandment.
C'est le plus grand commandement.
This is the most important commandment.
C'est le commandement le plus important.
Because everything else will take care of itself from there.
Parce que le reste s'en suivra.
And friends, you could look in the mirror of that commandment for the rest of your life and it'll challenge you.
Vous pouvez regarder, vous regardez dans ce commandement.
There's sufficient in there.
Il y a assez de
puissance to take dedans any believer
pour prendre n'importe quel croyant
to keep them laying themselves before the Lord.
Pour le garder exposé devant le Seigneur.
To take all your mind.
Pour prendre tout
so what you're thinking about.
Tout ce à quoi tu
you
penses,
had to bring the head of the beast and offer it as the burnt offering.
Tu dois amener la tête de la bête comme
what you meditate upon.
Ce à quoi tu médites,
the plans that you're formulating.
Les plans que tu fais.
Now this is the inside life like the prophet
là, c'est
speaks
la vie
about.
Intérieure, comme le prophète dit.
You know, it's within the veil.
Vous savez, au-delà du voile,
he says with all your heart
et de tout votre cœur,
to do something wholeheartedly.
De faire quelque chose de tout cœur.
This is a half-hearted generation we're living in.
Nous vivons dans
that's
une
what
génération
lukewarmness
qui fait
is.
Des choses à moitié.
You're not doing it with all your heart.
Vous le faites pas de tout votre cœur.
But Jesus,
mais Jésus,
when he went in the temple that day,
quand il est allé au
and
temple
he whipped them out of the temple,
et qu'il les a
what did he say?
Qu'il a
this
dit?
Is the zeal of my father's house.
Il dit, le zèle
has
de la
consumed
de mon père me. Dévore.
And that's what a burnt offering really is.
C'est cela, l'holocauste.
That's where the fire can kindle.
C'est là
que is when there's something that's offered wholeheartedly.
Quand quelque chose est offert de
it says
cœur,
in all your strength.
De toute votre force.
You know, to put the foremost of your strength in the things of God.
Mettre la plus grande partie de votre
yes,
force
do
dans
your
les
best
de
for your boss at work. You must do. Give
faites
to Caesar what belongs
pour
to Caesar.
Votre patron, pour votre frère, votre
but
soeur.
Make sure you give the best of your offering to God.
Mais soyez sûr de donner le
the
meilleur
best
à Dieu.
Of your time.
Le meilleur de votre
the best
temps,
of your abilities.
Le meilleur de vos capacités.
The brothers who do the websites.
Les frères qui font le site
internet. Brother Kwame, then. They do such a good job.
Il a fait un si bon travail.
You know, when you're doing the things for the Lord, you do the best
quand
that you can.
Quand vous faites pour Dieu, vous faites le meilleur.
You know, you take the best of your talents, the best of your ability.
Vous prenez le meilleur de votre temps, de
you
vos
say,
capacités.
This is for the kingdom.
Vous dites, ça, c'est pour le royaume.
Not a half-hearted kind of a thing.
Pas une offrande à moitié.
And that's what the Lord really, really loves.
C'est ce que le Seigneur aime.
So we know that the burnt offering speaks of preeminence.
Parle de la prééminence.
That's Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Ça, c'est le caractère
first, God wanted to reveal himself.
D'abord, Dieu voulait se révéler
and he's done that.
Et il a fait.
And the second thing is he wanted a people in whom he could have preeminence.
Et la deuxième chose, c'est qu'il voulait,
but he can never have preeminence,
il pouvait pas avoir la preeminence
unless there's a voluntary offering.
À moins qu'il y ait une offrande volontaire.
Unless there's a people that are willing for him to have preeminence.
À moins qu'il y ait des dieux qui veulent qu'il ait la preeminence.
And it's a challenge. It's a real challenge.
Et c'est un défi.
We were speaking in the car about when we were first in the message.
Quand nous parlions dans la voiture,
Brother
quand
George speaks of it many times.
Dans le message, frère
it
George
seemed
parle,
like we were extreme when we were first in the message, but
dit,
we weren't.
Nous étions des extrémistes quand nous sommes venus dans
and Brother
message.
George was in town and
frère George était en ville.
Brother Shepherd Menopoli met him in town and
frère
Brother George,
frère
what are you doing in town? Get out of town.
Il lui a dit, pourquoi tu vis
you
là-bas,
know,
sors
do your
de la
business
ville.
And then get out.
Tes
don't loiter around. Spend your time, redeem the time.
Rachète le temps.
You know, there's no need to just loiter around and
il y a pas besoin de tournoyer
read things that you shouldn't read. And
lire des choses que
there's
vous
so many places in your life, if you search your own life, that
a,
you can tighten up.
Il y a beaucoup de choses dans votre vie que
so
si vous
many
sondez,
places
vous pouvez,
where you could lay yourself better upon the altar.
Il y a des choses dans votre vie pour lesquelles
how do you spend
vous
your time?
Comment vous passez
who do you spend
temps?
Your time with?
Avec qui le passez-vous?
What do you read?
Qu'est-ce que tu lis?
It's saying your whole heart.
De tout
love the
coeur.
Lord with all your heart.
Le Seigneur dit de
with
tout
your
votre
mind.
Coeur, avec votre pensée,
with your strength.
Avec votre force.
What are you using your strength for?
À quoi utilises-tu ta force?
So we saw the burnt offering speaks of you. You laying
vous.
Yourself.
Vous plaçant vous-même.
All that you are.
Tout ce que vous
every
êtes.
Gift and ability.
Tous vos dons et vos
that you've received from him.
Tout ce que vous avez
you're laying that on the altar.
Vous les placez à l'autel.
That's what the burnt offering is.
C'est cela, le
you're giving him preeminence.
Vous lui donnez la
preeminence. You're giving him first place.
Vous lui donnez la première
you
place.
May have your desire.
Vous pouvez avoir vos
you
désirs.
May have an ambition to do this, that,
vous
and the
avoir
other.
Vos ambitions de
go on holiday to this, that place.
Allez en vacances ici
but
ou
then
là-bas.
When the kingdom draws near,
mais plus le royaume
there's a need for the kingdom.
Il y a un besoin pour le royaume.
You lay aside your desire.
C'est que cela
you
soit
give him preeminence.
Donnez-lui la préeminence.
You give his service preeminence.
De lui donner la
you give his people preeminence.
Donnez à son peuple
and friends,
la
that's the way the prophet lived his life.
C'est comme cela que le prophète
first was God.
Premièrement, c'était
then
Dieu,
his people.
Et puis son peuple,
then his family.
Et puis sa famille,
and then himself.
Et puis lui-même.
And friends, that speaks of a burnt offering.
Cela parle de l'holocauste.
But it's very uncomfortable to the flesh.
Mais c'est vraiment, c'est pas agréable à la chair.
The flesh is a goatish nature, like we said on Friday.
La chair a une nature de bouc.
The goat doesn't want to come to the altar.
Le bouc n'aime pas être amené à l'autel.
But if you're born again, there's a lamb in there.
Mais si vous êtes né de nouveau,
and the lamb is willing to submit it all.
L'agneau aime se soumettre.
So there's going to be a conflict.
Il y aura un conflit.
So it just depends on which one you give the most resources
cela
to.
Dépend de, c'est lui à qui tu donnes beaucoup.
If you want to feed the goat,
si vous voulez nourrir
it's going to give you a hard time.
Le bouc, il va te donner.
But if you're going to want to feed the lamb,
mais si vous voulez le nourrir,
and let the lamb have the right of way,
et que l'agneau ait la préeminence,
everything else will fall into place after
toute chose
that.
Va s'en suivre.
And for the young people, it's not easy. I remember when we were young.
Pour les jeunes gens, c'est pas facile.
Because of peer pressure.
Parce qu'il y a la pression.
There's so much pressure.
La pression des amis.
You know, it's not easy to go against the crowd.
C'est pas facile de naviguer à
contre-courant. It's not easy to be the different one at
c'est
school in the community.
C'est pas facile d'être un homme différent, un homme bizarre.
I know what it's like.
Je sais ce que c'est.
When I got in the message,
quand je suis venu
I was
message,
the only white person in the message.
J'étais le seul blanc dans le message.
In our town,
dans notre
the brothers
ville.
Know it.
When
I used
savent.
To go to church in the township.
J'allais à
I was the center of attraction with all the children in the township.
Sorry?
I was the center of attention.
J'étais
all the children would be following, saying, Murungu, Murungu. That's true.
J'attirais l'attention de tous les enfants et me suivaient en disant, voyez l'homme blanc, voyez l'homme blanc.
And my community,
et ma communauté,
they thought I was mad.
Ils disaient, cet homme est fou.
Because it was like apartheid.
C'était
the white people thought they were superior to the black people.
Les blancs étaient supérieurs aux noirs.
So now you find someone leaving the white community to go and throw their lot in with a message, which was all amongst the blacks.
Vous allez voir quelqu'un qui quitte la communauté des blancs pour aller communier avec les noirs.
But to me it was good.
Et pour moi,
because I had to make a choice.
Je devais faire un choix.
I'm going to be like Moses.
Je vais être comme
am Moïse. I going to choose Pharaoh's palace?
Au lieu de choisir le palais de
Pharaoh, or am I going to choose the mud daubers?
Je préfère choisir la
the
boue,
people of God.
Les peuples de Dieu.
And I made my choice. And I never regretted that
j'avais
choice
fait
up to
mon
today.
Choix, je l'ai jamais regretté.
But it wasn't easy.
C'était pas facile.
Because there was the pressure of a community.
Parce que c'était la pression de la
there's
communauté.
The pressure of you know what people think about you.
La pression de ce que les gens
people
pensent
accused
de vous.
Us of all manner of things.
Les gens nous accusent de toutes
the
sortes de choses.
Wasn't easy.
C'était pas facile.
People would say maybe he's going down there because he's gay.
Et des gens disaient il va là-bas peut-être
not.
Parce qu'il est un homosexuel.
Going out to those young black boys.
Aller rencontrer
we would
ces
go out in
gens
the forest
noirs.
To pray.
Pour aller dans la
people would
pour
see
prier.
Us park the car and four guys get out in their suits on a Sunday morning. Get into the woods.
Les gens,
Brother David
les
was one of them.
Quelqu'un en costume le matin, dimanche,
people wouldn't understand.
Les gens ne comprenaient pas cela.
What are those guys doing out there? They're selling drugs or?
Ces gens, qu'est-ce qu'ils font dans cette forêt? Ils vendent des drogues.
Friends, but when there's a fire burning,
mais quand y a un feu qui
brûle, in the burnt offering,
dans le
you don't care about what people think.
N'allez pas vous en occuper.
Because there's only one that you worry about.
Il y a seulement un
one opinion. And that's him that,
une seule opinion,
that called you.
C'est lui
that
qui
gave himself for you.
C'est lui qui s'est
and you just want
vous.
To give yourself to him.
Vous, pourquoi ne pas vous
so I know what it's like to stick out.
Je sais ce que c'est
to be the odd man out.
Se détacher, être une
and I know
différente.
Our young people at school and that. It's
je,
not easy for them.
Je sais que nos jeunes gens à l'école,
for them
pas
to make a stand
pour
for righteousness sake.
De se tenir pour la justice.
You're going to be spoken against.
On va parler contre
you're going to be misunderstood.
Il y aura des incompréhensions.
But that's the reproach
mais c'est cela l'opprobre
that you have to bear for Christ.
Que vous devez porter pour Christ.
If you want to really walk with Christ,
si vous voulez réellement marcher avec
you
Christ,
have to bear his reproach.
Vous devez porter son opprobre.
You have to be willing to bear the bad name.
Vous devez être prêt à porter un mauvais
like
nom.
Mary was willing to bear the bad name.
Comme Marie a accepté d'être appelée
when the angel came to her,
quand l'ange est venu
she knew
elle,
if I accept this message,
elle a accepté ce message
my name is dirt
si j'accepte ce
in
message,
the community.
Mon nom sera sali dans la communauté.
People aren't going to understand.
Les gens ne vont pas comprendre.
But she is esteemed the riches of the kingdom,
la richesse du
greater
royaume,
honor
plus grand honneur
than the praises of men.
Que les louanges
because
des hommes.
Those same friends that you're worrying about at school,
parce que ces mêmes amis desquels
you
tu
compromise
à l'école et tu te compromets
on what you know about Jesus who died for you
de ce que tu sais sur Jésus
to
qui est
please
mort pour
those
toi,
earthly friends.
Pour les plaire,
and watch when things get hard, those friends will let you down.
Ils vont te laisser.
Brother Tony testified that once.
Frère Tony a testifié
listening to the worldly people.
Il a écouté les gens
yeah,
du monde.
And think when people criticize the message and all that. I
les
remember it was very good lesson.
Message et toutes ces choses.
And then when things went bad, all his worldly friends weren't there.
Et quand toutes ces choses n'ont pas marché, ses amis n'étaient plus
but
là.
The saints will be there.
Mais les saints étaient là.
The children of God will be there.
Les enfants de Dieu étaient là.
That's why be careful.
Et soyons prudents.
There's a price to be paid.
Il y a un prix à payer.
There's no cheap grace.
Il n'y a pas une grâce facile.
There's no easy way to walk with God.
Pour marcher avec Dieu.
It's not an easy walk. It's bloody footprints.
C'est pas un chemin facile, c'est un chemin ensanglanté.
Like Brother François prayed on Friday night.
Comme Frère François a prié le vendredi.
When he was praying about that.
Quand il priait ce
it's not easy.
C'est pas facile.
But you follow God's divine way.
Mais vous suivez la voie
and God
de Dieu.
Blesses you when you follow that
et Dieu
divine
te bénit
way.
Quand tu suis
there
cette
is
voie.
A price to be paid,
il
friends.
Y a un prix à payer.
But what causes us to be willing to pay this price?
Mais qu'est-ce qui nous amène à accepter de payer ce prix?
It's the love of God.
C'est l'amour de Dieu.
Because he paid the price.
Parce qu'il avait payé le
when
prix.
He humbled himself.
Quand il s'était humilié.
Took on the form of a servant.
Il a pris la forme d'un serviteur.
Jesus himself.
Jésus lui-même.
The King of heaven.
Le roi du ciel.
The Lord of glory.
Le roi de gloire.
He laid it aside.
Il a laissé
he came
côté.
Down.
Il est descendu.
He had such a bad name.
Il avait pris un si mauvais nom.
They questioned his birth.
On s'est posé des
his genealogy.
Sur sa généalogie.
They said he was possessed of devil.
On disait qu'il était possédé du diable.
And he had so much that he had to contend with.
Il avait beaucoup de choses à faire face.
But he had a purpose.
Mais il avait un but.
There was the will of God to be done.
Il avait la volonté de Dieu.
And that was supreme to him.
Et cela était suprême.
And Jesus was a continual burnt offering.
Et Jésus était un holocauste.
His whole life was a burnt offering.
Toute sa vie était un holocauste.
He never took one part of himself off the altar.
Il n'avait jamais pris une partie de lui tirée de l'autel.
No matter how difficult the conditions were.
Peu importe combien les conditions étaient difficiles.
And don't forget the most difficult things Jesus had to go through weren't for himself.
Et n'oubliez pas les choses les plus dures que Jésus devait vivre n'étaient pas pour
lui-même. The most difficult valleys he went through was for us.
Les vallées les plus profondes dans lesquelles
when
il
he had to drink the bitter cup.
Quand il devait voir la coupe
in Gethsemane.
À Gethsemane.
It wasn't for him, it was for us.
C'était pas pour lui, c'était
it
pour
was
nous.
Because it was the will of his father.
C'était pour la volonté de son père.
And friends, that's the bloody footprints we have to follow.
Et c'est cela les pas ensanglantés que nous devons suivre.
Jesus made it clear.
Jésus l'a fait, l'a rendu clair
if
pour
any
nous.
Man wants to be my disciple,
si quelqu'un veut être mon disciple,
let him take up his cross.
Qu'il prenne sa croix.
But he first took up his cross for us.
Il était venu lui-même
so God is not asking us to do anything that he didn't do himself
Dieu ne nous
first.
Demande pas de faire quelque chose que lui-même n'a
that's
pas
why
fait.
He's the captain of our salvation.
C'est pourquoi il est le capitaine de
he
notre
shows
salut.
Us the way into glory.
Il nous montre la voie vers le salut.
Because he went first.
Parce qu'il a
and we enter
premier.
Into the victory.
Et il est entré dans la victoire.
Because he went before.
Parce qu'il est allé
but
avant.
We've also got to carry our cross.
Mais nous devons aussi porter
and
notre
it says daily.
Il dit quotidiennement.
That's why there was the continual burnt offering.
C'est pourquoi il y avait une offrande.
If you want to keep the glory in your life,
si vous voulez garder la gloire
if you want to keep moving forward in your commission,
si vous voulez continuer à avancer dans votre commission,
not just to stagnate.
Pas seulement.
It's so easy to stagnate.
C'est facile de stagner.
And you look back and you see you've made no progress.
Et regardez que vous n'avancez pas.
You're no closer to your adoption now than you were a year ago.
Vous n'êtes pas plus proche de l'adoption que vous ne l'étiez l'année passée.
It's not God's fault.
C'est pas la faute de
it's
Dieu.
It's the mystery of the burnt offering.
C'est le mystère de l'holocauste.
When you're willing to pay the price again.
Est-ce que vous voulez payer le prix?
When you're willing to give him preeminence
quand
again.
Vous voulez lui donner la
préeminence. When you're willing to put back on the altar the things you've taken off the altar.
Quand vous voulez ramener à l'autel les choses que vous aviez retirées.
Then you're going to find the fire on the altar is going to kindle again.
Alors vous allez voir le feu à l'autel va se rallumer.
And you're going to find there's going to be divine reality again.
Et il y aura une réalité divine.
And it's going to move you forward from where you are.
Et cela va vous avancer.
Because
là où
God
vous êtes.
Is the God of progress.
Parce que Dieu est un Dieu de progrès.
God never wants his people to stand still.
Dieu n'aime pas que son peuple soit bloqué quelque part.
You've got to move with the clouds.
Vous devez vous avancer.
As he moves, you need to move.
Plus il avance, vous devez aussi
but there's
avancer.
A price to be paid
mais
in
y a un prix à payer pour cela.
And that's how to the natural man.
C'est pourquoi l'homme naturel,
the preaching of the gospel is foolishness.
La prédication de l'évangile
he
est
doesn't
folie.
Understand these things.
Il ne comprend pas ces choses.
The natural person, they just want the easy way.
L'homme naturel aime seulement la
voie especially facile. In Laodicea, the luxury.
Et spécialement Laodicea, ils aiment le luxe.
Think about it, friends.
Pensez-y.
Imagine when we get there on that day. I was thinking in the shower this morning.
Pensez-y quand nous y arriverons ce
imagine
jour.
When we get before the judgment seat of Christ.
Quand nous serons devant le trône de jugement
because
de Christ.
We'll never come before the white throne judgment.
Parce que nous n'arriverons pas
but we'll come to the judgment of rewards.
Nous arriverons devant le jugement
when every work will be tried and
quand chaque œuvre sera
the motive of people's hearts will be tried at that time.
Les motifs des gens seront éprouvés.
Imagine many of us, we say, ah, it's raining today, I can't go to church.
C'est beaucoup d'entre
it's
nous
cold
diront,
out there.
Il fait froid là dehors.
I have to get on a bus to go to church.
Je dois aller prendre le bus pour aller à l'église.
You know, we have all manner of excuses we can make. We're natural people. That's the natural man.
Nous avons toutes sortes de prétextes.
When the soul doesn't have preeminence, the natural man takes over.
Quand l'âme n'a pas la prééminence, l'homme naturel.
And to us, those will be such convincing reasons for us not to put the kingdom first.
Et il y a plein de raisons pour ne pas placer le royaume.
But when we get there on that day,
mais quand nous serons là ce jour-là,
and we see Paul going before us,
et nous verrons Paul devant nous,
beaten how many times with rods?
Combien de fois il a été frappé?
Lashed 3-4 times, whatever it was, 39 lashes.
Et la dernière fois c'était 39
fois. Shipwrecked.
Il a été frappé.
Persecution. In peril amongst false brethren. Peril among the heathen.
Et parmi les païens.
Now when Paul goes first to get his reward.
Et quand Paul va s'avancer pour prendre sa récompense.
Or John the Baptist.
Ou Jean Baptiste.
The first one to die for this Holy Ghost
le
plan.
Le premier à mourir pour cet
was John the Baptist and he died
Jean
like a man.
Baptiste, il est mort
a man that was willing to seal his testimony with his blood.
Et il voulait sceller son témoignage avec son
sang. Wouldn't
son.
Compromise before the king.
Au lieu de compromettre devant le roi.
You know, and then we have our little reasons why we can't serve God with all our hearts.
Et nous avons nos prétextes pourquoi ne pas servir le Seigneur de tout
I think we're going to be very ashamed of ourselves on that
nous
day.
Devrions plutôt être, avoir
and all de of those reasonings and those arguments would seem so real to us now, they're going to be nothing when we get there.
Et toutes ces raisons, tous ces prétextes que nous avançons ne seront rien
when we
quand
see all the saints from the dark ages coming up
quand nous verrons tous les saints des âges des ténèbres
who sealed their testimonies with their blood.
Qui ont scellé leur témoignage avec
leur they literally became burnt offerings.
Ils ont été littéralement brûlés.
How are we going to stand in the presence of people like that?
Comment allons-nous nous tenir devant des gens comme cela?
When the Bible says, seeing though we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
Quand la Bible dit, voyant que nous sommes environnés d'une si grande nuée de
témoins. Don't you want to be able to stand there that day?
Ne voulez-vous pas vous tenir ce jour-là?
At least to show something. I've got some wounds from the warfare.
Et montrer au moins quelque chose. Voici les cicatrices que j'ai eues.
I overcame.
J'avais vaincu.
Because the promise is to the overcomer.
Parce que la promesse est au vainqueur.
Thrones and crowns. The prophecies are not for angels.
Les trônes et les couronnes ne sont pas
because
pour les
angels
anges.
Never had to overcome.
Parce que les anges n'ont jamais
but
vaincu.
Thrones and crowns are for the overcomer.
Les trônes et les couronnes sont pour les
vainqueurs. So these things we're going to have to overcome.
Ça veut dire que nous devons vaincre.
No, to me it really challenges me.
Pour moi, cela me défie.
To think of the testimony of those who went before.
De penser au témoignage de ceux qui nous ont précédés.
And we haven't yet spoken of Jesus yet.
Et on n'a même pas parlé encore de Jésus.
What he went through.
Ce qu'il a vécu.
Friends, let it stir us up inside of us.
Cela doit nous secouer.
No, we sing the song if it had not been for Calvary.
Nous chantons que si cela, si
if it had not been for the man called Jesus.
Si il n'y avait pas eu Calvaire ou l'homme appelé Jésus.
But Jesus said.
Mais Jésus a dit.
I'm taking my cross.
Je porte ma croix.
You take yours as well.
Prenez aussi la vôtre.
And you follow me.
Et suivez-moi.
I'll show you the way to glory.
Je vous montrerai le chemin.
I'll show you the way to adoption.
Je vous montrerai le chemin.
I'll show you the way to hear ye him.
Je vous montrer le chemin vers écoutez-le.
Friends, God doesn't have two ways.
Dieu n'a pas deux chemins.
I remember Keith Green, the singer, saying that once.
Et l'homme l'a dit une fois.
He says God doesn't have two standards of Christianity.
Il dit Dieu n'a pas deux étalons.
There's no two standards of discipleship.
Il y a pas deux étalons.
There's only one kind of disciple.
Il y a seulement un seul type de disciple.
There's not the disciples that are called to the ministry.
Ce sont pas des disciples qui sont
or called to be missionaries.
Ou être
that those are the real disciples. No.
Qui sont des vrais
every one of us is called to be a disciple.
Chacun de nous est appelé à être
and disciple. The condition of discipleship is take up your cross.
Et la condition, c'est prenez
daily.
Votre croix. Chaque jour.
Die daily.
Mourez chaque
be
jour.
A burnt offering daily.
Soyez un holocauste chaque jour.
Friends, and that standard's never going to change.
Cela ne va jamais
that's
changer.
The original pattern.
C'est cela le modèle original.
We were saying it in the car.
On disait,
you know, sometimes when you fellowship with believers from different parts of the world and so forth,
parfois, quand vous communiez
like when
avec
we first came to Ireland,
du monde,
I started to think when we first came to Ireland, maybe we were extreme the way we were brought up in the message.
Quand nous sommes venus d'abord ici, j'ai commencé à dire peut-être nous étions des extrémistes quand nous sommes venus dans le message.
But you quickly learned that wasn't extreme.
Mais vous réalisez que vous n'étiez pas extrémiste.
That was the real thing.
C'était la chose réelle.
Because that had the blessing of God upon
parce que cela avait la bénédiction
but
de Dieu.
We can water down the standard and we can do all these kind of things because of the society we're in.
Mais nous pouvons baisser les standards à cause de la société dans
laquelle. And we'll try to fool ourselves that's the standard.
Et nous commençons à nous séduire nous-mêmes que
but the voice of your own experience.
Mais la voix de votre
the testimony of your own soul tells you no.
Le témoignage de votre propre âme.
There's an original standard.
Il dit c'est cela le
that God blesses.
Original que Dieu avait béni.
And that's all that God is going to bless.
Et c'est la seule chose
He'll
que Dieu
bless in measure.
Votre
whatsoever we give to him. Whatever we give to him.
Tout ce que nous
but
donnons,
if you want the full blessing,
mais si vous voulez toute la bénédiction,
it's got to be all on the altar.
Cela doit être tout
like
sur
the song that you were singing.
Comme
God doesn't have two standards.
Y a pas deux
there
mesures.
Wasn't a standard for Paul and them in their day.
Y a pas une mesure pour Paul et ceux
and
qui
a standard
là.
For the believers in the dark ages.
Et une mesure pour les croyants
and now God's going to relax the standard in Laodicea.
Dieu ne va pas baisser les standards pour
you
les
will say, but the conditions are more difficult now. Yes.
Vous allez dire, les conditions sont plus difficiles
that's
maintenant.
Why God raised the standard.
C'est pourquoi Dieu a élevé
that's why God gave us the king's sword.
C'est pourquoi Dieu nous a donné l'épée
de He gave us the full shield of faith.
Il nous a donné le plein
bouclier He restored
de la foi.
The whole armor of God in
il
this
a
age.
Restauré toute l'armure de Dieu
because when the enemy comes in like a flood,
pour que quand l'ennemi
God
va
will always
comme un
fleuve, raise the standard.
Dieu va toujours élever l'étendard.
And all the church has to do is to respond to the anointing.
Tout ce que l'église doit faire, c'est de répondre
they
à
never had the eagle anointing in the dark
il
ages.
Pas de l'aigle
it was the ox anointing.
Ils avaient l'onction
we have the eagle anointing.
Nous avons l'onction de l'aigle.
Friends, we have something that can quicken us right through
nous
this age.
Avons quelque chose qui peut nous vivifier
that you will pass through. And people will say, Laodicea must have been hard.
Tout ce que les gens disent, Laodicea
and you say,
être...
I never noticed.
Je n'ai pas
to me, it was
cela.
Just normal.
Pour moi, c'était normal.
It was just what I was ordained to do.
C'était quelque chose que j'étais
it's just what
faire.
I was raised up to be.
J'étais appelé à être cela.
Because if God calls you for something,
parce que si Dieu vous appelle à quelque chose,
like Brother Max was saying this morning,
comme Maxwell
everything
disait ce
is
matin,
in the seed.
Même dans, si y a une semence,
when God scattered His seed through the ages,
quand Dieu a répandu ses semences au travers
He
des
put
âges,
a certain type of seed in this age.
Il a placé un certain type de semences dans
and
âge,
every one of the resources that you need
et toutes sortes de ressources dont tu
to
as besoin,
overcome whatever the devil's going to do in this day.
Pour vaincre tout ce que le diable va faire dans cette âge,
it's in the seed.
Se trouve dans la semence.
But unless the seed fall in the ground and die.
Mais à moins que la semence ne tombe dans le sol et
it abides alone.
Elle demeure seule.
Because the great corn of wheat.
Parce que
He showed us the way.
Le grand plan du blé nous a
all
donné
of the potential that was in him.
Tout le potentiel
when he was
en lui,
cast into the ground voluntarily.
Quand il s'est jeté dans le sol volontairement.
What does he say?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit?
All power in heaven and earth is given unto me.
Tout pouvoir m'a été donné sur
that's the real condition, friend.
C'est cela la vraie condition.
And God
et Dieu
is not searching.
Il ne cherche
God is
pas.
Not worried
il n'est pas
that there will be insufficient people in his kingdom.
Qu'il aura pas assez de gens dans son royaume.
He knew who would be there before the foundation of the world.
Il sait qui serait là
so he's not going to relax the standard.
Il va pas baisser les standards.
He's not going to say, as we get closer to the end, I'm going to take the standard
il va pas
down.
Dire que comme nous approchons
he says,
la fin,
no, I'm going to raise the standard.
Il dit, non, je vais plutôt les élever
because there's a people
parce qu'il y a
that
des
I predestinated something in them.
Qui ont quelque chose de
that will respond
eux,
to the raised standard.
Qui va répondre à la au bon standard.
But this will never respond to the raised
mais
standard.
Mais la chair
friends.
Ne va jamais répondre à ce standard.
It's going to kick and fuss.
Elle va
and that's why sometimes you've got to lay aside food and drink.
C'est pourquoi parfois nous devons laisser
to
notre
put
nourriture
this under your feet once again.
Pour abaisser ce corps à nos
you've got to show who's boss.
Nous devons lui montrer qui est
he's
le got patron.
To show who's going to have the preeminence.
Nous allons lui montrer qui va avoir la préminence.
Friends, you can't reason with the flesh.
Nous ne pouvons pas raisonner avec la chair.
Don't reason with the flesh.
Peut pas raisonner avec.
You take authority.
Vous prenez autorité.
You put it under.
Placez-le en dessous de
whatever
vous.
Stands in your way is your enemy, friends.
Tout ce qui se tient
anything
sur
that stands
votre
between
ennemi.
You and the crown.
Tout ce qui se tient entre
Jesus
vous et la
says, be careful.
Jésus a dit, soyez prudent.
Let nothing rob you of your crown.
Que
but there's so many things in this age that would do that to us.
Parce qu'il y a beaucoup de choses dans cet âge qui peuvent le faire.
And that is why the burnt offering,
c'est pourquoi l'holocauste,
it speaks of preeminence.
Parle de la prééminence.
Preeminence.
La pré-éminence.
And the prophet preaches doors in doors.
Le prophète a prêché les portes dans la
porte. And he says many of us are willing to let Jesus in as Savior.
Il dit beaucoup d'entre nous acceptent
when
Jésus
he knocks on the door and we let him come into the hallway.
Quand il toque à la porte, nous le laissons entrer au salon.
But when he wants to start opening some of those other doors,
mais quand il commence à chercher à ouvrir certaines
so he can
ces
have
portes,
full preeminence.
Pour qu'il prenne la prééminence totale.
He says, our relationships.
Il dit, nos relations.
You've got to give him preeminence in your relationship.
Vous devez lui donner preeminence.
How
dans
you spend
relations.
Your time.
Comment vous passez
he
votre
says, your faith.
Votre foi.
All those different things.
Et toutes ces choses.
When he knocks on those doors,
quand il
open up
à la
and
porte,
give him the preeminence.
Ouvrez, donnez-lui la
until he has full possession.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il va prendre la possession totale.
And then there's a full blessing.
Alors, il y a une bénédiction
and totale. Anybody ever counted to anything the prophet said?
Et tout le monde qui a atteint quelque chose, le prophète
he
dit.
Says, has believed that.
Il a cru
and has lived that kind of a life.
Et il a vécu ce genre
all the peoples of the past.
Tous les gens du passé.
All the heroes of the faith.
Tous les héros de la foi.
That was the way that they had to go.
C'est la voie qu'ils devaient suivre.
Then we looked at the meal offering.
Et nous regardons à l'offrande de farine.
And we saw the meal offering.
L'offrande de farine.
Speaks of the offering of your toil and your possessions.
Il parle de l'offrande de vos biens.
Of your harvest.
De vos
you'd bring
moissons.
In the finest of the wheat.
Vous amenez le meilleur
you would offer that before the Lord.
Et vous offrez cela au Seigneur.
The burnt offering, when you laid it on the altar, it was completely consumed.
L'holocauste était totalement consumé à l'autel.
It was all for the Lord.
C'était
the burnt
tout
offering.
Pour le Seigneur.
There was nothing for the priests.
Il y avait rien pour le
nothing
prêtre,
for the offerers.
Rien pour celui qui offre.
It was all for the Lord.
Tout était pour
that
le
speaks
Seigneur.
Of a complete consecration.
Cela parle d'une
that you're giving everything to the Lord.
Que vous donnez tout au Seigneur.
All that I am.
Tout ce que je suis.
My strength.
Ma force.
My ability.
Mes capacités.
All the resources I have in me.
Toutes les ressources que j'ai.
My gifts, my talents.
Mes dons, mes talents.
I lay them on the altar.
Je les place à
l'autel. And the Lord is so wonderful.
Et cela
it's like with finances.
Et même vos finances.
He blesses you with strength.
Il te bénit avec
he
la
blesses
force.
You.
Il te bénit.
Brother Tom was giving a testimony the other day when we were at the prayer meeting.
Frère Tony donnait un exemple
quand of once when he was so short of money.
Une fois, il était si sûr de l'argent.
And the Lord really spoke to Saul and says, go and pray.
Et le Seigneur lui a parlé, lui
and
a
he spoke to his boss at work
il a parlé,
and said, I need a little bit of time.
Il a parlé à son patron,
and then he walked
dit,
down on the beach near where he was working there in Northern Ireland.
Et il a commencé à se promener le long de
and he started
plage.
Speaking to the Lord.
Il a commencé à parler au Seigneur.
And he says he was surrounded by all of these like seagulls. There were so many hundreds of them.
Il dit qu'il a vu beaucoup d'oiseaux qui étaient en train de voler autour
he
de
says
lui.
And there came an audible voice.
Et il a dit qu'il a écouté une voix audible.
Who feeds them?
Et la voix lui a demandé qui nourrit
ces oiseaux.
And
the Lord says, "You do."
Et frère Tom a
and
dit,
then the Lord says, "I will feed you."
Le Seigneur a dit, "Je vais te nourrir."
Just put my things first.
Mettez d'abord mes choses.
Give me preeminence.
Donnez-moi la préeminence.
And I will feed you.
Je te nourrirai.
And friends, He's the one. The Bible says,
il est celui
"Who gives us
dit,
power." To get wealth.
Qui nous donne la puissance d'avoir la richesse.
There's many people. I was speaking to one brother in Zimbabwe yesterday, out of work for 4 years.
Il y a plein de gens. J'ai parlé à un frère au Zimbabwe.
Struggling to put his boys through school.
Et il se bat pour envoyer les
and
enfants
we all
à l'école.
Know what it's like.
Et vous savez tout ce que
but
c'est.
He's given us power to get wealth.
Mais il nous a donné la puissance pour avoir
power
la,
to pay
la,
our rent.
La, de payer nos,
power to put food on the table.
Loyer,
let's never forget where it came from. Because you can go through a season like Brother David where you don't have that power anymore.
Parce que vous passez un moment où
or Brother David there.
Cette puissance, comme pour les deux frères
and then you realize
et vous réalisez
that was a blessing from the Lord.
Et c'était une bénédiction pour
and
le
the
Seigneur.
Lord says, I'm giving you this blessing.
Et le Seigneur dit, je vous
you don't have to give it all back to me. Just bring one tenth.
Ne donnez pas tout, ne me ramenez pas tout, amenez seulement une
dixième. It's like without time.
C'est comme notre temps.
We give him the choice portion. That's what he wants.
Donnez-lui la meilleure partie.
Then he gives you the majority of it back.
Et alors il vous redonne la majorité.
He says you need to rest. You need time with your family.
Vous devez rester avec
you need
famille.
To work.
Vous devez travailler.
But it's the tithing. But he wants the choice part of it.
Il veut seulement la meilleure partie.
It's not often God asks somebody for everything.
C'est pas facile, c'est pas tout le
Although
temps
sometimes
demande
he can.
Chose. Parfois, Dieu demande tout.
Like we saw with Abraham and his burnt offering.
Comme nous avons vu avec Abraham
and the Lord
son
says, bring your son.
Et Dieu lui a dit, amène ton fils.
The most precious thing
la chose la plus
in his life.
Dans sa vie.
Come and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you.
Viens sacrifie-le comme holocauste à la montagne que je
Sometimes he puts us to the test
Parfois, il nous met à l'épreuve
to see whether we're willing.
Pour voir si nous
Though
voulons.
He doesn't intend us to go right the way through with it.
Parfois, il veut, son intention n'est pas que nous faisions la, le faisions jusqu'à la fin.
But he's asked for the tithes of our time.
Mais il demande seulement la dîme de notre
he
temps.
Asks for the best of your strength.
Il demande le meilleur de votre
That's
force.
How he said, serve the Lord in the days of your youth.
C'est pourquoi il dit, servez le Seigneur
Before
jour de
the
votre
evil
jeunesse.
Day draws near,
Avant
Solomon
que les
said.
Jours mauvais ne viennent.
When you have no pleasure in it.
Quand tu n'as plus de plaisir.
While you've still got vigor and strength in your being.
Quand tu n'as plus cette vigueur, cette force dans to, en, en toi,
lay yourself on the altar.
Quand tu l'as encore,
you will never regret it.
Tu ne vas jamais
in time and in eternity.
Maintenant et dans l'éternité.
But there's the devil.
Mais il y a le diable.
There's all your friends.
Il y a tous vos amis.
There's the conditions of the day.
Il y a les conditions
and they'll say you're wasting your life.
Qui vont dire vous perdez votre vie.
It's never wasting your life.
Ce n'est pas perdre votre
there's
vie.
Nothing you can do for the Lord.
Il y a rien que vous pouvez faire pour
that
le
is
Seigneur.
Ever wasted.
Qui est une perte.
It's an investment.
C'est un investissement.
It's the best investment that you can make.
C'est le meilleur investissement que
and that's why
faire.
The meal offering,
c'est pourquoi l'offrande de farine,
like the widow woman,
comme la cette veuve,
when Elijah said, bring me
quand Elie a dit,
a little cake first,
un petit
he didn't
gâteau.
Want everything from her.
Il ne voulait pas tout pour
de... Jehovah wasn't saying everything, but it was going to be maybe a difference between life and death at that time.
Jéhovah ne demandait pas tout pour elle, mais c'était la différence entre vivre
and
et
when
pour
she
elle.
Was willing,
et quand, quand
when
elle a
she overcame her reasoning about
quand
it,
elle a montré qu'elle voulait, qu'elle
she
a
said, but I only have this left,
dit,
I and my son are going to eat and then we're going to die.
Que nous allons manger avec mon fils et
when
mourir.
She was willing,
quand elle a
the anointing
la volonté,
struck the prophet.
L'onction est venue sur le
Thus says the Lord.
Ainsi dit le Seigneur.
But look what came first.
Mais voyez ce qui est venu
she
avant.
Had to show that she was willing.
Elle devait montrer
Seek
qu'elle voulait.
First the kingdom.
Cherchait d'abord le
that
royaume.
Was her resources.
C'était ça, ses ressources.
That's what she had to offer.
C'est
That's the meal offering. That's how the prophet preaches Elijah and the meal offering.
C'était cela, c'est ce que le prophète dit dans la
But God first puts the burnt offering
Mais
in Leviticus 1.
D'abord l'holocauste.
Because God is never going to accept your offering until He first accepts you.
Dieu ne peut jamais accepter ton offrande à moins qu'il t'accepte.
You first have to be made acceptable before the Lord.
Toi d'abord tu dois être acceptable devant le Seigneur.
By the perfect sin offering.
Par le
By the trespass offering.
Par celui qui a
And then you lay yourself on the altar.
Et vous placez vous-même à l'autel.
And you become acceptable before the
et
Lord.
Vous devenez acceptable devant
and
lui.
Then chapter 2, now you can bring of your resources to the
au chapitre
Lord.
2, maintenant, vous pouvez amener vos biens aussi.
And they're going to be a sweet-smelling savor before the Lord.
Et cela sera d'une bonne odeur.
They're going to come up as a memorial before Jehovah.
Cela viendra devant lui comme un mémorial.
Because they've been offered from an acceptable offering.
Parce que cela sera donné par un sacrifice. Un adorateur acceptable.
And that's why Jesus says in Matthew 6:19.
C'est pourquoi Jésus dit
dans Lay Matthieu, not up for yourself treasures upon earth.
Ne vous amassez pas de trésors.
It doesn't mean you mustn't have a pension.
Cela ne veut pas dire que vous devez avoir votre pension.
It doesn't mean there's anything wrong having savings. The Bible says.
Il n'y a rien de mal à avoir votre
épargne. The prudent man foresees the evil far off.
L'homme prudent prévoit la.
And he prepares for it now.
Il se prépare.
I mean, that's just living a normal life.
Vivons une vie normale.
But it's where your heart is that he's speaking
Mais
about.
C'est là où vous placez
that when
votre
they come
cœur,
certain times,
il arrive un moment,
that you may have your finances allocated to a certain thing.
Et vous pouvez avoir vos finances destinées à quelque
and
chose.
Then there's a need for the kingdom.
Et qu'il y a un besoin
and the Lord impresses it upon your heart.
Et le Seigneur place cela sur ton cœur.
That you take what you wanted to spend on self.
Et que vous deviez prendre quelque chose que vous deviez dépenser pour vous-même.
And you meet the need of the kingdom.
Et vous répondez aux
and
besoins.
And God has ways.
Et Dieu a des voies.
Of letting you know who needs what.
De vous faire savoir ce dont il a
God doesn't normally make mistakes in those things.
Dieu ne vous laisse pas
If
faire.
If somehow you hear of a certain need.
Si d'une manière vous
and the Lord really lays it upon your heart.
Et le Seigneur place cela sur votre cœur.
Don't think that was a coincidence that need came your way.
Ne pensez pas que cela était une coïncidence.
Because God is looking for you maybe to be the solution to that need.
Parce que Dieu cherche peut-être que toi tu sois une solution à ce besoin.
And that's what the meal offering is.
Et c'est cela l'offrande de
feu. And Jesus said, lay not up for yourself treasure upon earth.
Jésus dit, ne vous amassez pas de trésors.
Where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Amassez-vous des trésors au ciel.
Investments.
Les investments.
Treasures in heaven.
Les trésors au ciel.
Like I said, we're not speaking here of just money. That's one very small part.
Nous ne parlons pas ici seulement de l'argent.
But
ça,
it's your gifts.
Partie, mais vos
it's your dons. Resources that God has put in you and
mais
put in me.
C'est vos dons, des ressources que Dieu a placées en vous et moi.
Use them as an investment.
Utilisez-les
invest
comme investment.
In his kingdom. That investment of time.
Cet investissement du temps.
You know, we were speaking of it just yesterday as well about the practicalities of a burnt offering.
Hier, nous parlions de la manière, la voie pratique de l'offrande.
Because the word is of no benefit until it becomes flesh.
Parce que la parole n'aide pas à moins qu'elle devienne chair.
You know, Jesus, he was, I'm sure he got a lot of amens when he preached about the Good Samaritan.
Je crois que Jésus a eu beaucoup d'amen quand il a prêché sur le bon Samaritain.
And he said, you know, there was this man and he was backsliding going to Jericho. And everyone said, amen.
Il y avait un homme qui rétrogradait en allant.
And then he got among thieves. Amen. Yes. That was his fault. Yes. Why was he leaving Jerusalem?
Pourquoi quittait-il Jérusalem? C'est ce que les gens.
And while he was lying there, there came a certain priest who walked by. Ah, shame on him.
Quand un prêtre est passé sans l'aider, les gens ont dit honte à lui.
And then there came a Levite. Ah.
Et puis un sacrificateur est venu.
Away with such people.
Les gens ont dit, nous ne voulons pas.
Then there came a certain Samaritan.
Alors, il y a eu un Samaritain.
Bound up his wounds. Amen. Everyone stood up.
Venu,
this is a wonderful message.
Les gens ont dit, amen.
Then Jesus says, go and do likewise.
Et Jésus a dit,
and then everyone was very quiet.
Faites de même. Les gens
because once the word becomes to you to become flesh,
la parole doit devenir, devenir chair.
No one wanted to listen to that message again on the website.
Allez écouter encore ce message sur le site.
No, it was nice when you were preaching the other things.
C'était pas facile quand il prêchait.
But that was the principle Jesus preached the whole thing for.
Mais c'était le principe pour lequel Jésus avait.
He said, "Who is your neighbor?"
Il dit, aimez votre voisin.
Go and do thou likewise.
Allez et faites de même.
Because you don't really know the word until it becomes flesh.
Parce que vous ne connaissez pas réellement la parole à moins qu'elle.
That's how the Jews say you really know the word. You know that you know the word.
Les Juifs disent vous savez que vous connaissez la parole.
It's when it's lived out in your life.
C'est quand elle vit dans votre.
That's
vie.
The real life.
C'est cela la vraie vie.
And that's why I know with this thing here of the burnt offering, it takes time to settle into people.
C'est pourquoi ces choses comme l'offrande de l'Holocauste prennent du temps pour entrer dans les
gens. It takes time to consider it sometimes to make it practical in your own life.
Ça prend du temps que cela ne devienne une vie en vous.
Because everybody would agree to the principle.
Parce que tout le monde va être d'accord avec les principes.
You know, to the theory behind it, yes, that's wonderful.
La théorie, les gens vont.
Paul
dire,
said, Romans 12. Present yourselves as a living sacrifice.
Offrez-vous vous-même comme des sacrifices vivants.
But when it comes to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
mais quand on en arrive à lundi,
and it's going to bring you some pain or some sacrifice,
et que cela va vous apporter de la peine,
or it's going to cost you some sleep,
et cela va vous coûter des insomnies,
or it's going to mean you're going to have to wrestle in prayer, or you're going to have to lay aside certain things.
Et cela veut dire que vous devez vous battre, prier, abandonner certaines
choses. The angel said to John.
L'ange a dit à Jean,
eat the book.
Mange le livre.
It'll be sweet in your mouth.
Il sera doux dans votre
but
bouche.
It will be bitter in your belly.
Et sera amer dans votre.
Now, when it's time to digest it.
Et quand c'est le moment de le digérer.
You know, when it's time for that to become part of you.
Quand c'est le moment que cela devienne une
partie de vous. It can be quite bitter in the belly.
Et cela devient amer.
But John.
Mais Jean.
He was predestinated to eat that book.
Il était prédestiné.
No matter how bitter it may be.
Peu importe combien amer cela.
The Bible says the commandments of the Lord are not grievous to his children.
La Bible dit les commandements du Seigneur ne sont pas une affliction pour
son peuple. The soul rejoices.
L'âme se réjouit.
In those things.
En ces choses.
And as you feed the soul and you give the soul preeminence.
Et comme nous nourrissons l'âme et que nous lui donnons la prééminence.
You start to throw up those treasures again.
Vous commencez à aimer ces trésors une fois de plus.
Now, when we think of the meal offering.
Pensez à l'offrande.
When we think of bringing our resources or the burnt offering.
Quand nous pensons à amener nos ressources, l'offrande, l'holocauste.
Is laying yourself on the altar.
C'est vous placer vous-même à l'autel.
The Bible made it very clear.
Et la Bible l'a dit.
You don't just do it anyway.
Vous ne pouvez
and
pas
you don't just do it anywhere.
Vous ne le faites pas n'importe où, n'importe comment.
Because right from the beginning, Cain brought his offering.
Dès le commencement, Caïn avait amené son offrande.
But there was no divine revelation.
Mais il n'y avait pas une révélation divine.
So in order for these offerings to be acceptable before the Lord,
pour que ces offrandes soient acceptées devant le Seigneur,
you've got to offer them in the right divine channel.
Vous devez les amener dans le canal.
And that is what the message of the hour is.
C'est ce que le message de l'heure.
You've got to find God's provided place.
Vous devez trouver la place pourvue par Dieu.
In your age.
Dans votre âge.
The Lord said about the Passover to Moses.
Le Seigneur a dit à
Moïse. He said, tell the people, when they bring the Passover offering, let them not offer it in any of their gates.
Ils ne les présentent pas à n'importe quelle porte.
But let them offer it in the place that I've chosen to place my name.
Mais qu'ils les amènent là où j'ai choisi de placer mon
nom. So there's a certain place.
Il y a certains endroits.
Which is the message of the hour.
Qui est le message de l'heure.
That when you offer the right way,
que quand vous offrez de la bonne
manière, it's going to be Abel's offering.
Cela sera l'offrande.
God is going to have respect unto that offering.
Dieu va honorer cette offrande.
Because you're offering it by divine revelation.
Parce que vous l'offrez par la révélation.
You're offering it by faith.
Vous l'offrez par la foi.
You've entered into the mind of God.
Vous êtes entré dans la pensée de Dieu.
You've seen the heart of God.
Vous avez vu la, le cœur
you start
de Dieu.
To see what God
vous commencez
requires.
À voir ce que
what
Dieu
God
exige,
desires.
Ce qu'il désire.
And you start to see that you
vous commencez à voir que vous
have been predestined like Esther.
Avez été prédestiné
you've been placed in a certain place at a certain time.
Vous avez été placé à un certain endroit, à un certain
because
moment.
Jehovah has a need in that hour.
Parce que Jésus avait
and he wants besoin. You to lay yourself upon the altar.
Il veut que vous placez vous-même à l'autel.
You to be the burnt offering.
Que vous soyez l'offrande.
You to offer the meal offering.
Que vous présentiez l'offrande de farine.
At just such a time as that.
En ce temps comme celui-ci.
And that's when God really has a respect.
Et c'est cela que Dieu,
like we say, Cain, his offering, it would have been acceptable.
Et comme Caïn, son
if he had have done it the right way around.
Fait de la bonne manière,
if he had have come with the burnt offering first.
S'il était venu d'abord avec le
if he had have died to his own reasoning.
S'il était mort
died to his own understanding.
S'il était mort à son
died to his own ambitions.
S'il était mort à ses ambitions
died to his own ways of doing things.
À sa propre manière de faire les choses.
And then he had have come and offered something to the Lord.
Alors, il pouvait venir offrir
there was nothing
chose
wrong with the offering.
Il avait rien de mal avec
you were told, bring your first fruits. There's nothing wrong with offering those kind of offerings,
c'est
a meal
mal,
offering.
C'est pas mal d'amener ses premiers fruits.
But there's first got to be the burnt offering.
Mais doit y avoir d'abord
there's first got to be an offering of blood,
il doit y avoir
the
d'abord
sin
l'offrande
offering.
De sang, l'offrande
you
de
first have to be sanctified yourself.
Vous devez d'abord être sanctifié
you have to be made acceptable in the sight of God yourself.
Vous devez être rendu acceptable aux yeux de Dieu
then vous-même. Your offering becomes acceptable before
en
the Lord.
Ce moment-là seulement, l'offrande devient acceptable.
And that's where he went wrong.
C'est là qu'il a eu tort.
And the Lord would have revealed it to him, but he didn't want that revelation.
Le Seigneur aurait pu le lui révéler, mais
he wouldn't humble himself in the presence of the anointed word for the day.
En présence de la parole ointe du jour.
He wouldn't give the word preeminence in
il
his life.
N'a pas donné la préminence à
he wanted preeminence.
Il voulait la
if
préminence.
I'm going to offer something to God, this is what I'm going to offer.
Si je veux offrir quelque
if he doesn't like it, that's up to him.
S'il ne veut pas accepter, c'est son problème.
God will never compromise.
Dieu ne va jamais
God will never compromise.
Dieu ne va jamais se
heavens and earth will pass away, but his requirements will never change.
Le ciel et la terre passeront, mais ses exigences
he'll never change. Though society may change,
la société peut
though
changer.
You and I may change,
toi et moi, on peut changer.
But God stays the same.
Mais Dieu reste le même.
And anybody that will come and offer an acceptable offering,
tout le monde qui va accepter une offrande acceptable,
God is no respecter of persons.
Dieu ne fait accepter
but in all nations, he accepts them
mais tout
that offer by faith.
Tout ce qui est offert par la
that
foi,
can humble themselves,
tout ce qui
yield and get into that divine channel that God has opened in the age.
Il s'humilie et il vient par le canal que Dieu a ouvert.
And they can date. Come and offer.
Il peut donner une
and offre. The Bible says when Abel offered,
et la Bible dit quand Abel
it says by faith Abel,
par la foi Abel
offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Offrit à Dieu un sacrifice plus excellent que
by which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Par lequel il lui fit rendu témoignage qu'il était juste.
God testifying of his gifts.
Dieu témoigna de son don.
Friends, when we come and we don't come on time for church,
quand nous venons pas
God will testify of your gift.
Dieu va témoigner
because you'll never get the full blessing in your life.
Parce que vous n'allez pas obtenir
but if you respect order,
mais si vous respectez
if you come into the channel that was open to the prophet of church order,
si vous venez par le canal que Dieu avait ouvert,
you meditate on that.
De l'ordre de l'église,
you let yourself be influenced once again
et vous vous laissez influencer
by this divine channel that God opened to his prophets.
Par ce canal divin que Dieu a ouvert par son prophète.
And you move in that channel now.
Et vous vous placez dans
then
ce canal.
You come Alors vous verrez. Watch how God will testify of your gift. It'll be a completely different kind of service for you.
Ce sera un service différent pour vous.
When you come as a burnt offering.
Quand vous venez comme un holocauste.
Don't come here for us to make your burnt offering.
Ne
we can't do it.
Nous fassions de vous un
holocauste. It's a voluntary offering.
C'est quelque chose de volontaire.
You have to lay yourself, present yourself as a living sacrifice.
Vous devez vous présenter vous-même comme une offrande.
And that's a sacrifice.
Et c'est cela le
There's
sacrifice.
A price to be paid.
Il y a un prix à payer.
Sometimes the alarm clock has to go an hour earlier.
Parfois, nous devons nous quitter un peu plus tôt.
Sometimes we have to forsake.
Parfois, nous devons abandonner.
What do they call it? The what's the Irish breakfast called? The full fry.
On doit laisser le déjeuner.
Maybe we just have to do the plate of cereal.
Parfois, on doit faire quelque chose.
Because you want him to have preeminence. We want to be in his house. We want to present ourselves before the Lord in the quiet time.
Nous présenter nous-mêmes devant lui à temps.
That when the song worship starts,
pour que quand les chants
commencent, we don't need to be cranked up into the song worship.
Nous ne voulons pas être distraits dans les
the song worship started before you get there.
Les chants commencent avant
There's something which has been kindling on the altar.
Il y a quelque chose qui était en train de brûler.
There's a fire burning in the sacrifice.
Il y a quelque chose qui brûle le sacrifice.
And when you bring that fire together with your brothers and sisters,
et quand vous amenez ce feu avec
that becomes a sweet savor offering before
cela
the Lord.
Devient une offrande de
and when the sweet savor goes up, his presence comes down.
Et quand cette offrande monte,
because God will always testify of our gifts.
Parce que Dieu va toujours témoigner de nos dons.
And if he's not testifying of our gifts,
et s'il ne témoigne pas de nos dons,
that inward witness, that quickening power in your soul,
cette puissance vivifiante dans
that clarity once again of the divine vision,
cette clarité une fois de plus de la
the
vision
purpose that he called you for.
Le but pour lequel il vous a appelé.
Because the whole purpose of these offerings, friends, why would you offer them?
Parce que pourquoi allez-vous offrir tous ces offrandes?
Why would you want to offer ourselves as a burnt offering?
Pourquoi allons-nous nous offrir
because
comme
you want to fulfill our commission.
Parce que nous voulons accomplir notre
we
mission.
Want the quickening power.
Nous voulons la puissance
we want to be in the right condition.
Nous voulons être dans la condition.
We want him to
condition.
Move us on from where we are.
Nous voulons qu'il nous déplace de là où
so
nous
we
sommes.
Can fulfill our commission.
Pour que nous puissions réaliser notre commission.
Like when Isaiah went in the temple.
Comme Isaïe, quand il est
and
allé
he went
temple,
to the altar.
Et qu'il est
and he realized when the glory of the Lord appeared that he was a sinful man.
Il a réalisé qu'il était un pécheur quand la gloire de Dieu est apparue.
Though he was a sincere man.
Bien qu'il était un homme sincère.
And then he cried out, "Woe is me!"
Et il a crié, qui
suis-je? I'm a man of unclean lips.
Un homme aux lèvres impures.
And I dwell among a people of unclean
et
lips.
J'habite parmi les gens aux lèvres impures.
And then there came now the atonement after his confession.
Alors l'expiation.
The prophet says, after his confession, there came the cleansing now.
Après sa confession, le nettoyage est venu.
And the angel came with a coal of fire from off the altar and touched his lips.
L'ange est venu avec la braise de feu
and
et
says, this has purged you.
Il dit, ceci t'a
your
purgé.
Sin is taken away.
Tes péchés ont été
enlevés. And then came commission.
Alors, la commission
God doesn't est... call you and then cleanse you without a commission.
Dieu ne peut pas t'appeler, te laver sans une commission.
But it's a very personal commission.
Mais c'est une commission très personnelle.
You have your commission.
Vous avez votre commission.
God called you for a purpose.
Dieu vous a appelé dans un
and he'll never fully bless you.
Et il ne va jamais vous
until you are burnt offering.
À moins que votre holocauste
in your commission.
Et vous avez
until that commission has preeminence in your life.
Cette commission a la prééminence dans votre vie.
If your own ambitions,
si vos propres
your own plans for your life,
vos propres plans pour
where you're going to live, who you're going to marry,
où je vais habiter,
who's going to be your friends,
qui sera mon ami,
how you're going to dress,
comment vous allez vous habiller?
If you just have that according to your own plan and program,
si vous le faites seulement selon vos propres programmes,
don't expect God to testify of that gift.
Ne pensez pas, n'espérez pas que
but when you bring those things under the preeminence of the word,
mais si vous amenez ces choses sous la
prééminence, when you accept the headship of Christ,
quand vous acceptez la conduite de Christ,
what shall we do with this Jesus called Christ?
Que ferions-nous de ce Jésus
qu'on Christ, Christ, Jesus on your hands, the prophet said.
Jésus Christ sur vos mains,
this anointed
dit.
Word. When you're willing to give that anointed word preeminence.
La parole loin ne voulait pas lui donner la
prééminence. And that preeminence is very specific.
Et cette prééminence est très
spécifique. Because he's dealing with all of us on different things at this stages in our Christian experience.
Parce qu'il cherche et traite avec chacun de nous dans différentes choses dans notre vie.
When we speak of the headship of the husband
quand
over
on parle,
the wife.
Quand on parle de la,
the single brother and sister, God isn't dealing with him much
parle
at that time.
De l'homme chef de la famille, les célibataires
but maybe God
pas.
Is dealing with the wife. to say you need to give preeminence to the word. Dealing with a husband who maybe is a dictator over his wife. God is calling you to get on the altar now and become a burnt offering and die to your customs and your traditions. You know, the traditions of the elders, the traditions of your fathers. And bring yourself under the revealed word. And you run your home as a burnt offering. There's such a nice song. I played it for the believers then when we went to Lithuania. It's called "I Want to Be That Man."
And
he says, "I want to be that man
who
leads his family while holding on to the Father's hand." And he says, "But the only way I can do that, I've got to be a living sacrifice." Because what is the enemy of these things? What is the enemy of the blessing in your life? It's selfishness. It's the self-life. It's me. I want this. I like that. That's okay. In measure. As long as it doesn't contradict the word. But the moment the anointed word comes your way, and it contradicts the me, there's got to be a voluntary offering. There's got to be a willing submission of self. The prophet says that he says, "I am just going to go on my holidays, and this is my time of the year to go a light go squirrel hunting. I'm going to go down with Brother Charlie and them down there in Kentucky." Then he stops and says, "Unless, of course, the Father wants something done." Then all those things are forgotten. Because you put Father first. That's a burnt offering, friends. That's an acceptable offering. That's why God, even up to this day, like Abel, God still is testifying of those gifts. That's a memorial and a witness. So we just spoke a little bit on Friday about the correct use of resources.
Le vendredi, nous avons parlé de la manière correcte d'utiliser les ressources.
We saw that when God came, and he dealt with Moses,
il a traité avec Moïse,
and there was the Exodus,
et il y avait eu l'Exode,
and Moses brought the people out to meet God.
Et Moïse a amené les gens pour rencontrer
and God Dieu. Separated Israel, so they were no longer just the people of God.
Et Moïse a, Dieu a séparé Israël.
Separation made them into the church of God.
Il les a séparés et l'a fait de l'église de Dieu.
They left the gods of Egypt.
Ils avaient laissé les dieux d'Égypte.
They left the old taskmasters.
Ils ont laissé leurs
the garlic maître. Pots and the leeks, that old diet of Egypt.
Et les oignons et les ailes et tout.
God brought them and was feeding them with angels' food.
Dieu a commencé à les nourrir de la nourriture.
And water from the rock.
God
called the prophet up the mount.
Dieu a appelé le prophète à la
montagne. And the prophet went into the cloud, and the cloud descended. And the prophet went within the veil. And Jehovah revealed the desire of his heart. He said, "Moses, I want to dwell in the midst of my people. I don't want to be a follower of God. I want to be in the midst of my people. So when there's a need, I won't be far off. When someone's sick, I'll be there. When someone needs an answer, I'll be there. I want to dwell in the midst of my people." So he said it to Moses. He said, "So speak to the children of Israel." Let's read that, Exodus 25, verse 2. Just to show the whole basis of that Exodus move to be established. In Exodus 25, verse 2. "Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering." So you can see the whole basis of this work that God wanted to do in their midst. What is God wanting to do? He wanted to dwell in their midst. He wanted a tabernacle. He wanted a place which he could dwell. Where he could place his name. Where the people could offer an acceptable offering. Where the priesthood could mediate on behalf of the people. Between God and the people. Where there would be a continual offering. A continual sweet savor before the Lord.
Une odeur favorable devant Dieu en permanence.
So, Moses sees the heart's desire of God.
Et Moïse a vu le désir du
God
de
wants
Dieu.
This to be built.
Dieu veut que ceci soit
He pensé. Wants this tabernacle to be established.
Il veut que ce tabernacle soit établi.
And the Lord says, Moses, go down to the people.
Et Dieu a dit, Moïse,
There's going to be certain people.
Il y aura certain
Not
peuple.
All of the people.
Tout le monde.
But there's going to be certain people that are able to enter into the same vision.
Mais il y aura certaines personnes qui vont être capables d'entrer dans cette même vision.
Certain of the people of Israel.
Certains parmi les
When you come down from the cloud and you bring now the mind of God to the people.
Quand vous descendrez et que vous amènerez la pensée de Dieu.
The heart's desire of Jehovah.
Le désir du cœur de Dieu.
There's going to be a certain people that are going to be able to enter into that channel themselves.
Il y aura un certain nombre de gens qui seront en mesure d'entrer
Though
dans
they may
canal.
Be from different tribes. Different temperaments, different makes and manners of people. But there's predestination here. They will all have the capacity in them. They can all move into this dimension. So speak. So verse 3. And this is the offering which you shall take of them. And then he speaks of all the offerings.
Il parle des offrandes qu'il
devrait
amener.
And verse 8. And let them make me a sanctuary.
Qu'il me fasse un tabernacle.
That I may dwell among them.
Pour que j'habite au milieu d'eux.
So what was the Lord saying to the people?
Qu'est-ce que le Seigneur disait?
We saw on Friday where they got these gifts from. They got them from the Egyptians.
C'est dont nous avons vu le vendredi. Ils l'avaient pris des Égyptiens.
God had already ministered everything to the children of Israel,
Dieu avait déjà pourvu à quelque chose pour les enfants
which he was going to ask them for down the way for his kingdom.
Qu'il allait leur demander le long du chemin.
God had already put it in them.
Dieu l'avait déjà placé
in their hands.
En leurs mains.
Everything that was going to be required to build this tabernacle.
Tout ce qui allait être exigé pour construire le tabernacle.
And that's why the prophet said it in total deliverance.
C'est ce que le prophète dit dans une délivrance totale.
He says everything that we need
Tout ce dont nous avons besoin
here
ici
is already here.
Est déjà ici.
Everything we need. God, if He's predestinated us together as a people,
Dieu, si nous a prédestiné, en tant qu'un
every
peuple,
resource we're going to need is here or God's going to bring it to us.
Tout ce dont nous avons besoin, il a déjà placé
that
ici.
Was God's work to give the people the resources.
C'est là la volonté de Dieu.
It's God's work to give you the gift.
Les ressources aux gens. Si Dieu
to give you the talent.
Si veut te donner
to give
talent,
you the ability.
Si veut te donner la
to give you the training.
Si veut te donner
to raise you up a certain way.
Pour t'élever d'une certaine manière.
Then in due season,
bon moment,
He will draw nigh to you
il va s'approcher
and
de
show
vous.
You why He gave you those.
Il vous a donné
like he
choses.
Did to Esther.
Comme il a fait à Esther.
Esther, you weren't just put there for nothing.
Esther n'était pas
the season has come for you to take what Jehovah has given you.
Le temps est venu pour que tu prennes ce que Jehovah
but we saw
donné.
That Esther had to first become a burnt offering.
Nous avons vu que Esther devait d'abord devenir
she had to first be willing to pay the supreme price
Elle
if required.
D'abord être, prête à accepter de payer
to
le
say,
prix
if
suprême.
I perish, I perish, but I'm going before
Et
the
si
king.
Si je dois périr, je vais périr, mais je vais devant le roi.
But God had put her there.
Mais Dieu l'a
he had given her beauty,
Il
her form,
la beauté, la forme,
her graceful manner.
Sa manière gracieuse.
Had put her in Shushan.
Il a placé à Suse.
Had put Mordecai in the position that he was.
Il a positionné Mardochée.
It was predestination.
C'était la prédestination.
To bring her to that place.
Pour l'amener à cet endroit.
As a perfect type of the bride.
Comme un parti parfait.
And in due season.
Et au moment favorable.
The call came.
L'appel est venu.
Now I require a burnt offering.
J'ai besoin d'une holocauste.
Now you need to manifest.
Je veux que tu
now manifestes. You need to be willing to pay that price.
J'aimerais payer ce prix.
To fulfill the purpose of your calling, your
pour,
commission.
Pour accomplir le but de ma commission.
I mean, no, at first, like
savons,
we saw at New Year's, she wasn't willing.
D'abord, pour commencer,
she had lots of reasons. She had quotes.
Elle avait plein de citations, plein de raisons.
To show it's not lawful to come before the king.
Pour montrer que c'était pas légal.
Everybody in the kingdom knows this.
Tout le monde dans le royaume sait que.
She had a very convincing argument.
C'était.
How can Mordecai not know this?
C'était une raison convaincante.
How can he expect me to go before the king?
Le savoir? Comment veut-il que moi j'aille devant le roi?
And then the message went back. Like we said, there was the mind games between Mordecai and Esther.
Et y avait
the message and the believer.
Il y avait maintenant
And the message is coming with the call and the commission. And the believers reasoning against it, sending answer back to Mordecai. Until finally Mordecai had enough and preached a hard message that day. And said, don't think within yourself that you shall escape or your father's house. Because if you don't do what you're raised up to do now, God will raise up deliverance from somewhere else. And you and your father's house will be destroyed. And who knows whether you were brought to the kingdom for such a time
as this.
And that was the last time she needed to hear it. She now entered into that divine channel. She now saw the heart's desire of Jehovah. Jehovah had a need in that day. The people of God had a need. And Jehovah had gifted her and positionally placed her that she was his vessel of honor, which he was going to take into his hand if she was willing just to give him the preeminence. And she was going to use, he was going to use her to bring forth deliverance to all the people.
Pour apporter la délivrance à tout le peuple.
What a commission.
Quelle commission.
What a privilege.
Quel privilège.
What a responsibility.
Quelle responsabilité.
And then she had to say, okay, we're going to fast 3 days now.
Elle devait alors aller jeûner trois
it's time for consecration.
Le temps de la consécration.
I'm going to take off my royal robes.
Je vais enlever ma robe
royale. I'm going to put on sackcloth and ashes, and me and my maidens will seek the Lord.
Je vais m'humilier.
And you and all the people fast and pray as well.
Et toi et le reste du peuple, jeûnez et priez aussi.
And then shall I go in before the king.
Alors seulement je pourrai aller.
And at the end of those 3 days of consecration,
et à la fin de ces trois
she now took off the old robes.
Alors elle a enlevé les
she put on the royal robes.
Elle a porté la robe royale.
She was clothed differently this
elle
time.
Était habillée différemment
she went fois. In with royal authority.
Elle est allée avec l'autorité royale.
And she went in through those doors.
Elle a traversé toutes
within
ces
the veil.
Au-delà du voile.
And there was the golden scepter.
Et il y avait le sceptre d'or.
And she received divine favor.
Et elle a reçu la faveur divine.
God testifying of the gifts.
Dieu témoigne.
There was the blessing upon that gift.
Qu'il y avait une bénédiction sur ce don.
Now, let's, like we said the other week.
Comme j'avais dit dans la
those
semaine,
people that have gifts.
Ces gens qui
the prophet
ont
speaks of Pat Boone and Elvis Presley.
Les prophètes parlent de Pat Boone et d'Elvis Presley.
Those were God-given gifts.
C'était des dons venant de Dieu.
Those weren't to be used in Babylon.
Devaient pas être utilisés à Babylone.
Those weren't to be used in Egypt.
Ils n'étaient pas censés être utilisés
à those Egypte. Gifts were supposed to, like the wise men, be presented before the king.
Ces dons étaient censés, comme avec les mages, être présentés au roi.
To be used in the service of the king.
Pour être utilisés au service du roi.
And then they would have been appropriate gifts which would have testified of him in the
auraient alors été des dons appropriés qui allaient témoigner.
Same as our gifts as well.
La même chose.
We have no right to use our gifts in Egypt.
Nous n'avons pas le droit de les utiliser en Égypte.
We have no right to use our gifts in Babylon.
Nous n'avons pas le droit de les utiliser en Babylone.
These gifts must be consecrated.
Ils doivent être consacrés.
Set apart.
Séparés.
For the service of the king.
Pour les services du royaume.
And Samson wanted to take his gifts and play with them.
Et Samson voulait prendre ses dons.
And take him down
avec.
To Gaza and play.
Les amener à Gaza et jouer.
But finally in the end,
à la fin,
God called him to be a burnt offering.
Dieu l'a appelé pour être
when he was grinding in the prison house.
Quand il moulait les grains dans
when he had prison. Lost the vision, he couldn't see anymore.
Et qu'il a perdu la vision, il pouvait plus
then
voir.
The eyes of his understanding opened up.
Alors les yeux de sa compréhension s'ouvrirent.
And he started to enter in now to the channel properly, consistently for the first time.
Il a commencé à entrer dans le canal d'une manière constante.
And it became so clear what Jehovah was requiring of him.
Et c'est l'exigence de Dieu pour lui devint si claire.
It was a great honor.
C'était un grand honneur.
It was a Nazarite vow, a Nazarite calling.
C'était un appel et un vœu de Naziréa.
And then when he was willing to pay that price,
et quand il était prêt à payer le
he said, let me die with the Philistine.
Il dit que je meurs cette fois avec
the prophet says, you have to die to your enemy.
Le prophète dit, vous devez mourir avec
you have to
ennemis.
Die upon your altar like Abel died with his lamb
vous
upon
devez
the altar.
Mourir sur votre autel comme Abel est mort sur le sien.
And then he fulfilled his commission in his death, the prophet said.
Il a accompli sa commission par sa
and
mort.
It's exactly the same as us.
C'est la même chose avec nous.
When our ambitions die,
quand nos ambitions meurent,
when our own understanding of things dies,
quand notre compréhension des choses
when
meurt,
we really become a burnt offering,
et que nous devenons une offrande,
that's when you fulfill your commission.
C'est alors que vous accomplissez votre commission.
Your own experience testifies of it.
Votre propre expérience le témoigne.
There's never been a time
il y a jamais eu un temps
when you decided, I'm going to give the Lord more. I'm going to consecrate myself that he didn't meet you.
It's
never been a time. Never been a time that he didn't encourage you. Never been a time that he didn't quicken you and bring forth something fresh in your experience at a time like that. That like Hannah, you'll give birth to something at that kind of a time. When you consecrate yourself and willing to say, but whatever comes forth, I'm going to give it to the Lord. This man-child, Lord, if you give me a man-child, I'll lend him to the Lord all the days of my life. She had moved beyond self. She had laid on the altar long enough that self wasn't preeminent anymore. She wasn't governed by selfishness. Though she had every right to decide, she didn't have any children. But she says, Lord, what you give me, if you will overshadow me and something will be born at this time in my experience, let it be used for your people. Let it be used in your service. I consecrate this boy to be lent to the Lord as a Nazarite all the days of his life.
Oh, friends,
don't you love those kind of times in your life when something comes forth in your own experience which is fresh? And it's genuine. And it's real. It's not mixed with self. But it's from an honest heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. You don't have a divided heart, but you want to serve him with all your heart. I guarantee you will see God at that time. God will make sure that you see him at that time. Because you've got a pure heart. There's no guile. There's nothing hidden. It's an honest heart. Drawing nigh with a true heart, the Bible says. So these people, there were just certain people in the first Exodus.
Il y avait certains gens dans le premier exode.
That when Moses came down with an anointing from the mountain, preached that message to the people.
Qui quand Moïse est descendu avec l'onction.
And says God desires a tabernacle.
Il dit Dieu désire un tabernacle.
It's the same message now.
C'est comme le
but know ye not that you are the temple of the living God.
Vous savez que vous êtes
God still wants to dwell in the midst of his
Dieu
people.
Veut encore habiter au milieu de nous.
But it had to be a voluntary offering.
Mais cela doit être une offrande volontaire.
It had to be from a willing heart.
Cela doit
so Moses preached that message that day.
Moïse a prêché ce message.
And certain people's hearts were stirred up.
Et les cœurs de certaines personnes ont été
and the people goués. Started now to bring of that which Jehovah had ministered to them.
Ont commencé à amener ce que Dieu avait pourvu pour eux.
And they started to offer.
Ils ont commencé à offrir
to the service of the Lord.
Au service du Seigneur.
Some brought their skins.
Certains ont
some
amené
brought
des
precious stones.
Certains ont amené des
some brought
précieuses.
Gold.
Certains ont amené de l'or.
All the things that Jehovah desired.
Tout ce que le Seigneur
desired. And friends, the people got in such a revival at that time.
Et les gens sont entrés dans un tel réveil en
that
ce
the
temps-là.
Lord had said, Moses had to tell the people, stop.
Moïse
please
ne
don't bring any more.
Ne devait pas dire aux gens, arrêtez, n'amenez
we
plus.
Have more than enough.
Moïse devait dire n'amenez plus, nous avons plus qu'assez.
That's a sweet savor before the Lord.
C'est cela la bonne odeur devant
the Lord must have looked down and said, what a wonderful beginning.
Le Seigneur a regardé et dit c'est un bon commencement.
Let's finish off with another thought, just to continue on in that Exodus.
Terminons avec cette pensée.
So you get to Exodus 31 now.
On va maintenant
they have all the materials.
Ils avaient tous les matériaux.
The people have brought everything to build up.
Les gens avaient amené tout ce qu'il fallait pour construire.
The house of God.
La maison de Dieu.
They brought it willingly.
Ils ont amené cela.
They brought it down the right channel.
Ils l'ont amené au travers du bon canal.
It won't take much longer because some people are sleeping. We wouldn't want to disturb their sleep. Exodus chapter 31.
Chapitre 31.
Now listen how he brings it closer home.
Voilà maintenant comment
so they take all of these goods, these gold, precious stones, and all the material. Verse 31, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. So God now had special vessels,
Dieu a des vases spéciaux.
Which he had raised up. I once heard somebody preach about why God always puts the genealogy of the people.
Quelqu'un prêchait pourquoi Dieu place seulement les.
He says Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur.
Il dit Bezaleel, le fils d'Uri, le fils de.
Because God is showing that even in those people, they've passed things down to this man. God is showing there was preparation to bring this man to the condition he was. Even before he was born. It's like you and I. God, the prophet says, was taking those different materials. Great-grandfather, great-grandmother, bringing them together. Until the bell gets a certain type of a ding for this time. A certain type of material. That's required. And this man, Bezaliel, he had a certain kind of temperament and makeup and gifting in him. But before all these talents, I'm sure he just used them in Egypt. But now God had called for an exodus. God had separated his people. And God had come down and overshadowed his people. He says, now you're going to see those things used for the right purpose. And he says, I've called Bezaliel. The word called means to appoint. To commission. To summons. This man had a commission.
Cet homme avait une commission.
Just like we said about the widow of Zarephath.
Comme la veuve de Sarepta.
She had a commission though she didn't know it.
Elle avait une commission qu'elle ne savait pas.
She was to look after Elijah in the famine.
Elle devait prendre soin d'Élie dans la vallée.
Which is the type of the bride.
C'est le type de l'épouse.
And this man had a commission. He was born under a commission.
Cet homme était né sous une commission.
The gifts were in him. The training was in him.
Le don et la formation était en lui.
He now just was needed the call. And he needed to bring a voluntary offer of himself and give those things to the Lord now.
Il voulait donner une offrande volontaire de lui-même à
Dieu.
Which
God had put inside of him.
Ce que Dieu avait placé en lui.
Verse 3, the Lord says,
Verset 3, le Seigneur,
and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Friends, I love that, friends. Let someone get in the Spirit and you'll see what they really are.
Quand quelqu'un entre dans l'esprit, vous allez voir réellement ce qu'il est.
Let that quickening power come.
Que cette puissance vivifiante vienne.
And see how the songs start to come.
Et vous allez voir comment les
see how the gifts start to rise up. Because God has already commissioned the people.
Parce que Dieu a réellement
commissioné. It was already in the people.
C'était réel dans
it was predestinated unto the people.
C'était prédestiné dans les peuples.
God had raised the people up for that time.
Dieu a monter les gens pour ce genre de
everything
moments.
That had gone before in this man's life was preparation time.
Tout ce qui est arrivé avant, c'était le temps de préparation.
Now it was time to present those gifts to the Lord.
Maintenant, c'était le moment de présenter ces dons.
And say, Lord, you anoint this.
Dis, Seigneur, pense
and let this be used for the edification of your people.
Que cela soit utilisé pour l'édification.
Let this be used to establish your house.
Pour établir ta maison.
Let this be used, Lord, to bring forth your heart's desire.
Pour amener, manifester le désir de ton cœur.
That wasn't a light statement, friends.
C'était pas une parole légère.
God wants to bring forth his heart's desire.
Dieu veut manifester le désir de son cœur.
And God had to bring a prophet first.
Dieu amène d'abord un
prophète. Open that dimension to him. Unseal and unveil it to him.
Pour dévoiler cette dimension.
And open a certain channel and anointing to his prophet.
Il ouvre un certain canal qui est l'onction.
Then the prophet came and ministered people now.
Et le prophète vient
into that same channel.
Au travers du même canal.
Because Moses wasn't to build anything himself.
Parce que Moïse ne devait pas construire quelque chose de lui-même.
He was to see the vision.
Il devait voir la vision.
He was to preach the message.
Il devait prêcher le message.
To show everything that Jehovah desired in that day.
Pour montrer tout ce que Jehovah désirait en ce jour-là.
Then God raised up people.
Et Dieu a
some
élevé
to
les
give,
gens.
Some to serve.
Certains pour donner,
certains all manner
pour
of gifts and administrations in the body.
Des dons et des ministères dans
but
le corps.
All for one purpose.
Tous dans un seul but.
Not to use the gifts for themselves.
Pas utiliser les dons pour eux-mêmes.
But unto the edification of the body of Christ.
Pour l'édification du corps de Christ.
That was the whole purpose of
c'était
it.
Cela
and that's what the meal offering was.
C'était ça, l'offrande
remember
de farine.
The meal offering, you would bring your fine flour and give it to the priest.
L'offrande de farine, c'est que vous amenez la fleur de votre farine.
Then he would take a portion, a memorial of it.
Et il va prendre une portion comme mémoire.
He'd put it on the brazen altar. He'd put the frankincense on it. That portion would come up before the Lord as a sweet smelling savor. Then the remainder of what you'd given to the priest was used to feed the priesthood. And we're all kings and priests. We're kingdom of priests, friends. There was nothing of the meal offering for the person themselves. For the person who offered it.
Pour l'adorateur.
It was for the Lord, first of all.
C'était d'abord pour le Seigneur.
And then it was to feed the priesthood.
Et pour nourrir les sacrificateurs.
That was the next thing.
C'était
and that's what all of our gifts should be as well.
C'est pourquoi
if we bring in of what the Lord has given to us.
Si nous devons amener ce que le Seigneur nous a donné,
friends, let me say this.
Laissez-moi dire
99.999% of every offering that's offered in the charismatic move is a selfish offering. When you're telling someone, if you want a bigger house, come and give me some money. That's the wrong motive.
Des gens qui demandent, qui font des appels de fonds dans l'église, c'est pas un bon motif.
It's not a sweet savor before the Lord.
C'est pas une offrande de bonne odeur devant le Seigneur.
That's the greed and the cunningness of man.
C'est l'égoïsme et la gloutonnerie.
Whose God is their belly, Paul said.
Ils servent Dieu pour leur ventre.
The Lord doesn't want that, friend.
Dieu ne veut pas.
He doesn't want us to bring things because we want things from Him in return.
Dieu n'amène pas les choses parce que ne cherche pas que vous donnez parce que vous aimez que vous lui.
He wants us to give him something voluntarily.
Il veut que vous lui donnez
to be used for his glory,
pour sa gloire,
and to build up his kingdom.
Et pour servir son royaume.
That's what the people had to do on the meal offering.
C'est ce que les
but how many offerings today? I was there in Pentecost.
Mais c'était
how many offerings of really from the soul?
Combien d'offrandes du mouvement pentecôtiste venaient-elles de là?
Like that woman who washed Jesus' feet.
Comme cette femme qui a
just wanting to do something to minister to the Lord at that time.
Elle voulait faire quelque chose, rendre un service au Seigneur en ce
temps-là. Not easy to find.
C'est pas facile à trouver.
And the Lord had to come in Malachi 1 and he had to rebuke Israel for that.
Le Seigneur devait venir en Malachie 1 et
réprimander Israël pour
cela. Il dit, vous êtes
he says, your offering is unacceptable to me.
Votre offrande n'est pas acceptable devant moi.
He says, you won't even shut the doors for naught.
Il dit,
for nothing.
Vous n'allez même pas ouvrir la porte.
They wanted payment for everything.
Il voulait une récompense pour chaque chose.
The day that any of us come,
les jours
that we do anything for the Lord for payment's sake,
quand nous allons commencer à faire tout pour le Seigneur pour qu'il nous paie en retour,
we've lost the vision.
Nous avons perdu la
we've
vision.
Lost the vision.
Nous avons perdu la
and
vision.
We lose the blessing.
Utilisons la bénédiction.
And we've moved out of the divine channel.
Et nous devons, nous sommes sortis.
So let's finish with this. It says verse 3, I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. What for?
Pourquoi?
To devise cunning works. To work in gold and in silver and in brass. And in cutting of stones. To set them and in carving of timber. To work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. Praise, praise. Is that not what we wanted to do now? We wanted to take what God revealed to the prophet. And we wanted to manifest it so people can see it now. Whatever gifts, if you have a gift of teaching, enter into that realm of the message. See what the prophet was shown to the prophet. And come and make it so the people can see it clearly. If you have a gift of faith, a gift of miracles, go into that realm of what the prophet spoke of. Discernment, healing, so forth. Then you come with your gift and you show God can manifest it before the people. That which the prophet saw by vision, these people were commissioned to present it and show it before the people. This is to be used now for the people. And then people said, oh, now we see what Moses had in his mind. Now we see what God revealed to him in the mind. And each person had their own gift. Had their own commission. All manners of workmanship, the Bible says.
Toutes sortes d'ouvrages, la Bible dit.
Ask yourself, what is your manner of workmanship?
Demandez-vous vous-même, quel est
what has God commissioned you to do?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu vous a commissionné?
You say, but I'm a sister, it doesn't matter.
Dites, je suis une sœur,
the widow of Zarephath was commissioned to a great commission.
La veuve de Sarepta avait été
commissionnée. Esther was commissioned to a great commission.
Esther avait été commissionnée.
Hannah was commissioned to a great
Anna
commission.
A été commissionnée à une
Sarah
grande
was
mission.
Commissioned to a great
Sarah
commission.
A été commissionnée à une grande mission.
Mary was commissioned to one of the greatest of commissions.
Marie a été commissionnée à l'une des
Elizabeth brought forth something in her day.
Elle a amené quelque chose dans son jour.
Which brought edification unto the children of God.
Qui amena l'édification aux enfants
prepared
de Dieu.
The way of the Lord.
Préparer le chemin du Seigneur.
God has prepared us, friends.
Dieu nous a préparés.
God has gifted us, put in us.
Dieu nous a fait des dons. Il a
everything that is required. All the divine resources.
Toutes les ressources divines.
The only thing lacking is the burnt offering.
Tout ce qui manque, c'est l'holocauste.
And the meal offering.
Et l'offrande de farine.
To give him preeminence.
Pour lui donner la
préeminence. To put those things on the altar.
Pour placer les choses
and say, Lord, for your glory, not mine.
Il dit, je vais pas ma propre
your will be done, not mine.
Que ta volonté soit
and I really do believe if each of us would just lay before the Lord,
si chacun de nous peut se placer devant
just in your own quiet time, in the midst of the night, when the Lord wakes you up,
au milieu de la nuit, quand Dieu te réveille,
meditate on those things. To say, Lord,
sur ces choses,
what do you require of me?
Qu'est-ce que tu veux de moi, Seigneur?
Why did you call me?
Pourquoi m'as-tu
surely,
appelé?
Lord, you called me for more than this.
Peut-être tu m'as appelé pour l'une de ces choses.
Lord, I know there's something inside of me.
Mais
there's
je sais
a deep,
qu'il y a quelque chose.
There's something that wants to express itself.
Quelque chose qui veut s'exprimer.
There's something in my soul that
quelque chose dans
wants
mon
to glorify you.
Qui veut te glorifier.
That wants to reveal you in this age.
Et qui veut te révéler dans cet âge.
And just lay yourself before him.
Placez-vous seulement devant
and
lui.
See how he starts to work inside
et
of your life.
Comment il va commencer.
And as we said last week, then you need to minister to your ministry.
Et comme on a dit la semaine passée, vous
the prophet says every person is called
à servir votre
to
ministère.
Wait on their ministry.
Vous devez vous attacher à votre ministère.
That means put it first.
Le placer,
feed
d'abord.
Your ministry with all the resources that's required.
Alimentez votre ministère avec toutes les ressources dont il a
like
besoin.
Like Brother George said, stir up the gift of God that is in you.
Comme le frère George a dit, ligotez les dons de Dieu.
Kindle the flame, put wood on the fire.
Continuez à alimenter le feu.
And put everything on the altar.
Et placez tout sur l'autel.
And see how it kindles in the burnt offering.
Et voyez comment cette
let it be a continual brûler. Burnt offering.
Et c'est, elle deviendra une offrande.
And I guarantee you something will come forth from your experience.
Et je vous garantis quelque chose
God will move you on.
Dieu va vous déplacer.
Something new will come forth from you.
Dieu va, quelque chose de nouveau va
something
sortir
fresh.
De vous. Quelque chose de
something
vrai.
Real.
Quelque chose de réel.
And it'll be a sweet savor to Jehovah.
Et elle sera des bonnes
it'll be
de
a
Jehovah.
Blessing to his people.
Et sera une bénédiction pour son
it'll be to help to build up, to edify the body of Christ,
le corps de Christ,
the house of God.
La maison de Dieu.
Every one of us have a place.
Chacun de nous a une place.
Every one of us have a position.
Chacun de nous a une
every
position.
One of us have a calling.
Chacun de nous a un appel.
You know, the young people have a great, great privilege.
Les jeunes gens ont un plus grand privilège.
Because they can stand for Christ in their school.
Parce qu'ils peuvent se tenir pour Christ.
In the midst of all this godlessness.
Au milieu de toute cette impiété.
All the opposition.
De toute cette opposition.
Because of the false religion that people have seen.
À cause de la fausse religion que les
gens
ont vu.
If they will lay themselves on the altar.
Mais s'ils se placent eux-mêmes à l'autel.
Light shines greatest when it's the darkest.
La lumière brille plus fort dans les ténèbres.
It can be a real offering before the Lord.
Ils seront une vraie offrande devant le Seigneur.
God can testify of those gifts.
Dieu peut témoigner de ces dons.
I'd given some of the young people a book of the life of Hudson Taylor. They were selling it for £1 at the Christian bookshop.
J'avais donné aux jeunes gens un livre qu'on vendait dans un.
And it really inspired me that. And I'll finish with this thought.
Je vais terminer.
Hudson Taylor. When he was young,
on parle de ces messieurs,
he really knew from his youth
il savait depuis sa naissance,
when he accepted the Lord that the hand of God was on his life.
Depuis sa jeunesse, que la main de Dieu était sur lui.
And he was so interested in China from when he became a Christian.
Il était en Chine quand il est devenu chrétien.
When he started to read of China and he started to read missionary reports and that
il
stirred
était intéressé
him up.
De la Chine et il lisait les histoires des missionnaires en Chine.
And he always felt the Lord has something for me with China.
Et il a senti qu'en lui quelque chose pour la Chine.
And then he was a fine young man.
Et il était un homme de la.
But at a certain time, he had to go and study, so he went and he stayed with his uncle, I think it was.
Un certain moment, il est allé habiter avec
and he had to share a room with his cousin.
Et qu'il devait partager la
and his cousin wasn't a godly boy.
Et son cousin n'était pas un croyant.
And that influence started to affect Hudson Taylor.
Et cette influence a commencé à.
And there came blemishes now in the offering.
Il a commencé à l'influencer. Il a
and he started
les blâmes sur
to lose the vision.
Il a commencé à perdre la vision.
The purpose, the quickening in his life.
Le but dans sa vie.
And he started to backslide.
Il a commencé à rétrograder.
And then in his testimony, if you read it, it's a very wonderful story.
Et dans son témoignage, c'est une
he says, until one Saturday I was left alone in the house.
Et il dit, un samedi, j'étais resté seul.
He says, I was in such a state of desperation.
Il dit, j'étais dans un désespoir.
He says, I was so dissatisfied with my experience in my heart.
Il dit, j'étais si insatisfait avec mon expérience.
He said, because I could see the hand of God had been in my life.
Parce que je pouvais voir la main de Dieu qui était dans ma
but
vie.
He said, I could see I was in danger of allowing my calling to pass me by.
Et il dit, je voyais comment j'étais en danger de perdre mon appel.
He said, so I threw myself on my face before the Lord.
Il dit, je me suis jeté moi-même devant le
Seigneur. He said, and I cried out unto the Lord from my heart.
Et j'ai crié au Seigneur du
fond de mon cœur. And I said, Lord,
j'ai dit, Seigneur,
if you will take away these weaknesses,
si tu peux enlever cette
if you will deliver me from these things
si tu peux me
that are holding me back,
qui me retiennent,
I completely consecrate myself to your service.
Je vais me consacrer à toi.
That's what a burnt offering is, friends.
Il était maintenant, c'est cela, l'Holocauste.
And they say he only spoke of that experience twice in his life.
Il dit qu'il a parlé
it was so sacred to him.
Dans la vie. C'était si sacré.
Later on in life he spoke that he said,
et plus tard dans la vie, il a dit,
he says, the glory of God came straight down in that room.
Il dit, la gloire de Dieu descendit.
He said, and I lay in the presence of God.
Il dit, je me suis tenu dans la
présence
de Dieu.
And he said, I was speechless. I didn't know what to say.
Et je ne pouvais, je savais quoi dire.
He said, there was even something in me that wanted to try to take that vow back.
Il dit, il y avait quelque chose en moi qui a voulu
prendre. Because I realized my vow had been heard.
Qui voulait reprendre ses vœux parce que j'ai réalisé que mon vœu a été entendu.
He says, and then the Lord spoke to me.
Il dit, alors le Seigneur m'a parlé.
And said, then go for me to China.
Il dit, va en Chine pour moi.
And then his parents testify and say, from that day he was never the same.
Et ses parents ont dit, depuis ce jour-là, il
everything
n'était plus jamais
he
le
did
même.
In his life was focused towards China.
Tout ce qu'il a fait dans sa vie était orienté vers
he left Chine. Home, the comfort. His father was a pharmacist, a doctor or something. He had a comfortable home.
Il a laissé la belle maison de
he went père. And lived in the poor area of London.
Il est allé vivre
Drainside, it was a very poor area.
Il est allé vivre dans un quartier pauvre de Londres.
He lodged in a single room.
Il habitait une petite chambre.
Although he was a trainee doctor himself.
Bien qu'il était un docteur de formation,
he ate a harsh diet.
Il s'est soumis à un régime très sévère.
He took away the comfortable mattress from the bed and he slept on a hard bed.
Il a enlevé le matelas, il a commencé à dormir sur le bois.
And he wanted to learn Chinese.
Il voulait apprendre le chinois.
But it was so expensive to learn Chinese, he didn't know what to do.
C'était trop cher d'apprendre
so le chinois. He bought a Chinese New Testament.
Il a acheté un Nouveau Testament
and chinois. He taught himself Chinese by comparing the English and the Chinese.
Il a appris le chinois en comparant la Bible en anglais.
And he made himself a dictionary of Chinese, learning it like that.
Et il s'est fabriqué lui-même un dictionnaire.
And then chinois. He started to witness in the neighborhood that he was.
Il a commencé à témoigner dans son voisinage.
Because he knew it doesn't start there.
Parce qu'il a, il savait que ça allait
it's got to start here. And then the Lord started to test his faith. And do different things inside of his life. And he started to see that everything that he was going through, there was one end that God was pointing to. But where did it start, friends? He became dissatisfied with his life as a believer. He saw that his adoption was passing him by. He had long stopped making progress. Things had stood still.
Les choses étaient,
and God doesn't stand still.
Dieu ne s'arrête pas.
And God ministered another opportunity to him.
Et Dieu lui a apporté une nouvelle opportunité.
And opened up the altar and said, my boy,
et lui a ouvert l'autel et lui a dit, mon
I have
fils,
a special purpose for you.
J'ai un but spécial
and
pour
he was
toi.
The first missionary who went to inland China.
Il était le premier ministère à aller en Chine.
And he dressed as a Chinese and he ate Chinese food and he went and lived among the Chinese.
Il s'est habillé en chinois, il a mangé comme les chinois.
And even the missionary community, they rejected the man.
Et même quand la communauté des missionnaires
but God used him to bring the gospel to all inland China.
Dieu l'a utilisé pour amener
it's a wonderful story to read. It so inspired me in the days of my youth. I never forgot it.
M'a inspiré au jour de ma jeunesse.
Because that's what started with a burnt offering.
Cela a commencé avec
it started with a boy.
Il a commencé avec
13, 14 years old, whatever, 15 years old, willing to make a full consecration to God.
Un homme de 13, 14 ou 15
to say, Lord, I lay it on the altar.
Il dit, Seigneur, je me place à l'autel.
Use me.
Utilise-moi.
Take me for, but you got to help me.
Et prends-moi parce que
and when you lay that on the altar, the fire starts to kindle now.
Et quand vous placez cela à l'autel,
and it starts to consume that offering.
Et commence à consumer l'offrande.
Until everything is consumed by the fire of God.
Ce que tout est consumé par
and that is the lives of great men.
C'est la vie des
that all
personnes.
Remind us
cela nous rappelle
we can make our lives sublime.
Que nous pouvons rendre notre vie
and sublime. Leaving impartings leave behind us
et laissant derrière nous
footprints in the sands of time.
Les empreintes sur les sables du temps.
And friends, how we appreciate those footprints.
Et combien nous apprécions ces choses.
But there was a price.
Mais il y avait un prix.
But what a glorious price.
C'était un prix
and what a glorious reward.
Et quelle récompense
and what a glorious life, a sacrificial life with Christ is the most glorious life someone can ever live. You start to realize all those other things are unnecessary things in this life. They're just a hindrance. These are the things that bring vision, joy, reality, power, momentum, purpose, And you start to focus on those things instead.
Il a commencé à se focaliser sur
Friends,
ces
may
choses.
The Lord help us this year.
Que le Seigneur nous aide cette
Because
année.
The call is to every one of us.
Parce que l'appel est envers chacun
that it's
de nous.
Time for us to move on.
Que c'est le temps pour nous
it's time to move higher.
Le temps de nous élever
But it's an individual
haut.
Call.
C'est un appel individuel.
It wasn't an offering made for the whole of Israel.
C'était pas une offrande pour tout
you
Israël.
Had to bring your own burnt offering.
Vous devez amener votre propre holocauste.
You had to identify with it at the altar.
Vous devez vous identifier
you
avec
had to slay it. You had to skin it, you had to take out those choice
portions.
Then the priest would go and lay that on the altar.
Et le prêtre allait le placer
that was a sweet smelling savor to the Lord.
Une bonne odeur.
May the Lord help us. Let's stand. Let's come to a time of worship, saints, before we pray today. Just one announcement. Next weekend we're going to have communion service. On Saturday, it's supposed to be the following week, but I'm going the following week to Brother Crosby and to Brother Oliver. So please keep me in prayer.
Pas cette semaine, parce que j'irai chez Frère Crosby.
To Brother, to Leicester and to Nottingham.
À Leicester.
So we'll have communion service next Saturday at 5:00. We'll start 1 hour earlier.
Nous aurons, à Sainte-Seine,
and we look forward to communion in his house.
When the Savior calls, I will answer.
When he calls for me,
I will hear. When the Savior calls, I'll be somewhere listening for my voice.
I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
I'll be somewhere listening.
I'll be somewhere
listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my voice.
For my name.
I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening,
I'll be somewhere.
Listening for my name.
Oh, if my heart is right.
If my heart is right. When he calls.
When he calls me. When he calls me.
If my heart is right. I will hear.
I will hear my blessed Savior.
If my heart is right, when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my voice.
For my name,
I'll be somewhere listening.
I'll be somewhere
listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be
somewhere
listening for my name.
If my robe is white,
when he calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear. If my robe is white,
when he calls me,
I'll be somewhere listening for my voice.
For my name,
I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my voice. My name, I'll be somewhere listening.
I'll be somewhere listening
for my name.
Let's sing one more.
I'm pressing. heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm on with my Lord.
Amen, you do pray. Group, let me say it to you.
Lord, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. What does no desire to stay?
To come to a time of prayer. But let's sing that one song first as a prayer. That song about now is my time for consecration. Now the words are really wonderful because it speaks of being unleavened bread. The feast of unleavened bread. That you want to offer it without any blemish. Without any leaven. And then saints, at the end of the song, let's put ourselves before the Lord. If the Lord has spoken to you, especially the young people, I really would encourage you, lay yourself on the altar. Don't put it off. Just give yourself to Him. Just say, Lord, unreservedly, if you will help me, Lord, I give myself for your service. Because that's what's needed now.
There's
someone that would rise up as an example in this day to show forth something that's real and something that's genuine. And may God bless each and every one. Let's sing and let's pray.
There's a deep hunger within my soul. God has promised in His word He'll make us whole. Well, it's time for it to happen. That huge portion of heaven it will make and bring to pass, that tremendous victory in the love divine.
Oh, I'm tired
of trampling on this mountain.
Oh,
I'm heading down to the Jordan.
Oh,
Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. A power that will bind that number up. Fight for ministry. Oh, a power. A power that will bind that number up. Third pool ministry. Now is my time for consecration. I must see a change in me. I will enter my secret closet and close the door behind me. I will keep the feast of unleavened bread with truth and sincerity. For I am expecting Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, to meet with me. Oh, I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me, I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. A power that will bind a number up. Third pool ministry. Oh, a power. A power that will bind a number up. Third pool ministry. Lord, keep thy holy fire burning. Deep in my soul, change me from glory unto glory, till thy image you behold. Let's keep this holy convocation, till we become a new creation. It's the message in you and me, will bring to pass a tremendous victory. Oh, I'm tired of trampling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me, I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. Power that will bind that number up. Third pool ministry.
A power.
A power that will bind that number up. Third pool ministry.
You know where you are, friend.
Tu sais qui tu es.
No one needs to speak to you.
Personne ne peut vous parler.
The witness of your own experience.
Vous êtes témoin de votre propre expérience.
Speaks to you.
Of
exactly what you need at this time. So let's come with sincerity before the Lord. Let's speak to Him this day. And may the grace of God help each and every one of us to say, I'm tired of trampling this mountain. I'm going down to the Jordan. Because there's a vision breaking before me. A vision of new service. Of new realms. Of more reality. Of the fullness of what God has for me. Let's all pray. Let's seek His face. Heavenly Father, upon this day, how we come, Lord, just to bring ourselves before Thee, Lord. Father, how we would desire just to pray. Just let that word become flesh.
Father, to really, Lord, Savior, mark my paths, Lord, to really, Lord, Savior, Father, be careful, Father, to be cautious. Lord, Father, even as the word. Lord, be that we desire. Be Lord, Savior, all that we need, Lord, even upon this time, Savior. Father, we give to Thee the glory, and we give to Thee, Lord, Savior. Father, this, Lord, as a sacrifice of praise unto Thee, Lord, even upon this time, Father. You be glorified, you be lifted above all. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
We enter in to the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days,
to honor Him,
for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
We enter in
to the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days, to honor Him for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
Praise the Lord,
shout all ye people. How excellent is Thy name!
Praise His name!
For sure.
For His mercies unto us.
Let's bring it down, bro. It's hard, bro. Let's go a level down if you can, bro. Let's start it again if you can, be a little bit lower, because some of us, we just sure can't get anywhere near that level in worship. And especially with song worship, you long to express yourself, and it's hard when you can't get there. You normally sing it lower than that one, bro. I'm sure. Am I wrong?
That's no. What we sing.
Yeah.
The Holy of Holies, I enter by the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship You only.
To worship You only.
I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship You. I worship You.
Oh, we worship You, Lord.
Lord, I worship You.
Oh,
I worship You for Your.
I enter
the Holy of Holies,
the Holies of Holies.
I enter through the blood of the
Lamb.
I enter to worship You only. I enter to honor I am.
Lord, I
worship You.
Lord, I worship You, Lord.
Lord, I worship You.
Hallelujah.
I worship You. For Your name is holy.
For Your name is holy.
Holy.
For Your name is holy, God.
For Your name is holy, holy, holy Lord.
Let the weight, oh, let the weight of Your glory cover us. Let the life of Your river flow. Let the truth
sing one more. Let's sing that song maybe just to finish off. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. We then ask Brother Will if he wouldn't mind come to close to us in a word of prayer. May the Lord bless anybody who's traveling today. May the Lord grant traveling mercies. We'll meet you on Wednesday or next week at communion service by the grace of God.
Lord of hearts.
love is sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way?
Oh, speak, my Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord.
Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Speak, I'll answer thee, Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak to me, Jesus.
Speak,
my
Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. When the call of fire touched the prophet, making him as pure can be. When the voice of God said, who go for us? Then he answered, here am I, send me.
Oh, speak to me, Jesus.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak to me, Lord.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
I will answer, I will answer.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak,
my
Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to the sad and bitter cry. Oh, hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I.
Here am I, Lord.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
I will answer, I will answer.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak, Jesus.
Speak, my
Lord.
Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather up the harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child well done.
Oh, speak,
my Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, my Lord. I'll be quick to answer thee.
Speak to me, Jesus.
Speak, my Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me.
Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are graceful unto us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you are ever patient with us, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Father, even as we look back in our lives, how many times you have called us, Lord, to a consecrated life.
Oh, Lord.
But Father, we have let that call pass us by, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
But Father, you are so merciful and graceful,
Amen.
Lord,
Amen,
and mindful
Lord.
Of us, Lord.
Amen.
That today we hear that same call coming our way once
Amen.
Again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, I pray for everyone that has heard this message today, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Father, not to let it pass by, Lord.
Amen.
But that, Lord, you be merciful to us, Lord. That as
Amen.
We would go home this afternoon, that we continue to meditate upon this word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, yes, Lord, it be the thoughts of our heart, Lord.
Amen.
That, Lord, as we start off tomorrow, Lord, that, Father, we take these things, Lord,
yes, Lord,
and make them reality in our lives, oh God.
Amen, Lord.
Father, I pray for myself, Lord.
Amen.
That, Lord, my life, Lord, may be a living sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
a fire, yes, that, Lord, continually burns upon thy altar.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God,
yes, Lord,
I pray the same for every brother, every sister,
yes,
Lord, that's
Lord,
here, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, oh yes, God, our lives, Lord, may be a burnt offering unto,
yes,
thee, O God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Father, for we have heard this word, Lord. We believe it, Lord, O,
amen,
God.
Yes.
And it is a true word, Lord.
Amen.
I pray that it become a living word unto us now,
yes,
O God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
That, Father, O Lord, even the people would look and see how good you are through our lives, O God.
Amen.
That,
yes,
they would look,
Lord,
and see that indeed there is a living God even in Dublin.
Amen.
Father, through our consecrated lives, O,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We,
yes,
pray, Father, for the brothers and sisters that consecrate themselves, Lord, to,
amen,
make this a possibility.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
the musicians, Lord,
amen, amen,
how they laid themselves aside, Lord,
yes, Lord,
to, for this music to be born in this day, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we,
yes,
pray,
Lord,
that you, yes, continue, Lord, to,
thank,
bless,
Lord,
them.
Amen.
Father, the brothers and sisters that,
yes, Lord,
wake up early in the morning to pray for the service, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for them, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that,
yes,
you would,
them, Lord,
bless them, Lord, openly.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord, for the pastor and the ministers, Lord,
yes, Lord,
that continue to put themselves aside, Lord,
amen, Lord,
forsaking a whole day, Lord,
amen,
and many nights, Lord,
yeah,
Father, forsaking the little pleasures of life,
amen,
of spending time with your children,
amen,
that they may, Lord, oh God, put themselves aside, Lord,
yes, Lord,
to go into the anointing of the word,
yes,
that they,
Lord,
may bring it before the people.
Amen.
Lord, I,
yes,
pray,
Lord,
for a blessing upon them, Lord,
amen,
that you would restore unto them strength, Lord,
please, Lord,
Father,
yes,
that, Lord, you would multiply,
amen,
Lord, all their resources, Lord,
please, Lord,
and that you grant them good health, oh,
amen,
Father,
yes,
that they,
Lord,
may be upon thy work, Lord, oh,
amen,
Father. We,
yes,
pray, Lord,
yes, Lord,
for our children amongst,
please,
us, Lord,
Lord,
as we commit them,
yes,
to you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, they have a greater challenge, Lord, in this day.
Amen.
But we are so glad, Lord,
amen,
for the standard that has been raised for,
amen,
them, Lord,
yes,
to overcome the wiles of the devil,
yes,
in this,
Lord,
day, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Father, for your,
hallelujah,
anointing upon them.
Amen.
That as they go, Lord,
amen,
let them be a light in a dark place, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let them,
yes,
be,
Lord,
a standard to this world.
Amen.
Father,
amen,
we ask your blessing upon them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Father, as we go now, Lord. Father, let our Christianity not end in this place, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But let it continue, Lord, until we meet again. Father, we commit the brethren that are not here to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Remembering our brother Vladimir, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, be with him and brother,
please,
Johnny in his troubles, Lord.
Amen.
We pray you would bring him through, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord, for brother Francois.
Yes.
That you would bless him too where he is and bring him,
yes,
back safely, Father,
please,
with,
Lord,
his family.
Please, Lord. Please,
oh,
Lord,
God, be merciful to us now as we commit everything else to you, Lord. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's dismiss with that song, Walking in the Footsteps of Elohim. I think it's a good one just to finish with, yeah?
You have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven is waiting for you because of what you've decided. That was a prophecy. The angel told to the great messenger. That is what will produce,
that is what will produce
great victory in the love divine.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. Oh, in the footsteps of Elohim. I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
make it to the end of time. The divine love will live in me. Oh, this path has many trials. Oh, this path has many trials and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit,
but His Holy Spirit
will lead us to perfect love.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Oh,
to hold in this path.
We can hear the chariots
of our beloved one coming to meet us.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
That divine love will live.